The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Friday, no sad bro, the 26th of May. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, ahead of a busy Memorial Day weekend, travelers are already encountering traffic jams and long lines at TSA checkpoints. AAA expects more than 37 million Americans to hit the roads this weekend, and yesterday was considered the peak holiday travel day at airports. Nearly 3.4 million travelers were expected to fly to their destinations, many leaving from the Philadelphia International Airport.
You know, Kathy, coming down here yesterday, I left specifically earlier, got out on the road, and I realized it was going to be a busy weekend because I got hit with traffic all the way down here. And when I got to the AC Expressway, it was fine.
Yeah.
But everything all the way up to there was bumper to bumper. It's never like that.
No, and you know what? I left after you, Steve, at one point, so I used Waze.
Right.
Waze had me pull a U-turn on 95.
Come on.
It had me going over the Commodore Barry Bridge, and then it had me get off at 352, 320.
Go home.
Turn around and go
95.
Did you do
north.
That?
Yeah.
Oh.
Waze knows all.
Yeah, well, trust Waze.
They said that the roads coming down here last night were, like, it was jammed.
Wow. I predict that whatever they were predicting as far as attendance and people coming down and taking advantage of all the stuff down here, it's going to be a dramatic percentage higher. You just have that feeling.
Yeah. Well,
people are very into this.
Well, and I think, too, I mean, I think tonight will also be busy, but I was not expecting last night to be as busy as it was. So maybe that helps the people traveling tonight. So an estimated 41,000 passengers walked through the gates yesterday at the Philadelphia International Airport. Over the next 2 days, airport officials say that they'll see roughly 40,000 people traveling to different destinations. Travelers didn't just fill the airports, though. There were long lines at 30th Street Station, but the biggest jams were on the roadways. Traffic to get into South Jersey at times took over a half an hour on Thursday night. Officials with AAA say that 500,000 Philadelphians are expected to take a trip to New Jersey for the holiday weekend, and 90% of commuters will be taking it by car. Experts say the best time to be driving this holiday weekend are during non-peak hours.
Yeah,
wow,
that didn't
thanks,
quite
AAA.
Work out.
Thanks, experts.
Do you know what
You're
I enjoy
kidding.
Doing? I enjoy on a heavy traffic day going out to the airport and just ask people, where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going? It's a lot of fun.
It may be easier said than done, but if drivers want to save some time, leave in the morning or in the evening during the holiday weekends. Except last night, people were
right.
Saying, so
right.
Good luck on your trip down here. Airbnb, a popular online marketplace for short-term lodging, has announced new measures to curb disruptive and unauthorized parties during the upcoming summer holidays in New Jersey. These actions are part of Airbnb's ongoing commitment to crack down on parties and promote responsible travel. The central element of the initiative involves blocking certain one-night and two-night reservations for entire home listings in New Jersey and across the United States over Memorial Day weekend and 4th of July weekend.
This is to stop parties and
all
that stuff?
Okay. Yeah, you know those big parties that they were having. They would rent out the house for a weekend and then throw a 400-person party in someone else's house. By implementing these heightened defenses, Airbnb aims to target bookings that are deemed potentially higher risk, reinforcing their existing party prevention system and enforcing the company's ban on parties. In a previous trial run last year on those same weekends, Airbnb successfully tested a similar strategy, which resulted in a notable reduction in disruptive parties.
I think they could allow the parties, but make it mandatory that you have to invite Gary Lauer.
Specifically in New Jersey.
Party's over.
Yeah, right?
Pack it up. I'm here, guys. Winston Lesbian Daisy Chain.
That was once said by him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Specifically in New Jersey, over 300 individuals were dissuaded from booking entire home listings during Memorial Day weekend due to these strengthened defenses. In addition to these measures, Airbnb is actively encouraging residents in New Jersey to report any ongoing parties that they witness in homes they suspect to be listed on the platform. By engaging neighbors in real time, Airbnb hopes to swiftly address and mitigate any potential disruptions caused by unauthorized gatherings. Chickies and Pete's, home of the world famous crab Fab Fries teams up once again with South Jersey Transportation Authority and the Atlantic City Expressway to kick off summer by paying travelers tolls Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Chickies and Pete's will pay the cash and easy pass for all drivers at the eastbound Egg Harbor, New Jersey toll exit and free toll Friday, on free toll Friday, which is today from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So for an hour. He's been doing this for years.
And Kathy,
he pays the tolls.
Toll booth attendants will be handing out loose crab fries.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Would that be great?
Here's some for you.
No.
They bring back the old school. You remember where you throw the change into the into the little
just
receptor?
Reach in and
grab some crab fries.
Oh, my God. No, but listen, I didn't know this was happening. This afternoon from 12 until 5 p.m., the Chickies and Pete's will be giving away free orders of the crab fries at Farley Plaza.
I love that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And they're hosting like an outdoor celebration with complimentary food. They'll have their crabby truck out there giving away the crab fries.
All right.
Celebration will also include the Funny Farm Rescue Sanctuary, Dalmatian puppies for puppy meet and greets.
Nice.
New Jersey State Police Canine Dog Team, Atlantic City International Airport Fire and Rescue Equipment, and dozens of other organizations, vendors, artists, and exhibitors, all at the Frank S. Farley Plaza. In sports this morning.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
I just heard from Jason, who said, sorry, it's not firing.
And now sports, a moment of silence, please.
Well,
for those sports legends we've lost.
So,
Lou Gehrig.
There were... Lou Gehrig? We're going way back, yes.
Roberto Clemente.
You know, 3,000 hits is a...
Yeah.
Yes.
We should acknowledge it.
Yeah.
The Phillies lost to the Braves 8-5 last night in Atlanta. Austin Riley hit two long home runs, and Travis d'Arnaud had a pinch hit two-run single in the eighth inning to lead the Braves to the win. The series continues tonight, and Taiwan Walker will get the start. The first pitch is scheduled for 7:20. In the NBA, Derek White had 24 points, including 6 3-pointers, and the Boston Celtics beat the Miami Heat 110-97 in Game 5 to extend the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics won their second straight game and trimmed Miami's series lead to 3-2. The Celtics are halfway to becoming the first team in NBA history to overcome a 3-0 deficit to win a series. Game 6 is tomorrow night in Miami. And in the NHL, Joe Pavelski scored on a power play goal. A power play at 3:18 of overtime, and the Stars avoided a sweep in the Western Conference Final with a 3-2 win over the Golden Knights last night in Dallas. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Las Vegas. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. So we didn't even get out of the news and something has gone wrong. So I'd say that's a foreshadow if I've ever heard of one. We'll see.
I will say this, our setup and everything sound-wise and everything is fantastic this year.
Yep.
And to look out that window or the doors across the room here, Preston, and see sun.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I actually I left my headphones in the car, and so I had to run back to my car to go get them right before the show started. And I caught the sunrise.
Yes.
It looks fantastic.
Aww,
yes.
Lucky.
So it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. So, but yes. we'll be inside here. I mean, listen, a big part of Keenan's is outside. The outside deck is incredible.
Huge. And the entire street in front of the place.
So we've got, the street's shut down. There's plenty of room for everybody inside and out. This place is gigantic. You know, we've been coming here for 18 years doing this, and we're celebrating our 25th anniversary this morning.
Yeah. It's amazing.
At Keenan's. Yep. We're excited about it.
We even got a happy anniversary bun cake.
Did you see
from
this?
Barry's Buns.
Turn that around if you can. So
yeah, it's amazing. It's a giant cinnamon bun with a big happy 25th anniversary sign on it.
Yeah.
It's badass, man. So how you guys doing?
I'm good. Listen, I had a little bit of a panic yesterday as I was driving down here. I don't want to like tip our hand here. But we're doing a contest later, and I was like, okay, there might be something in here in the contest that maybe could get somebody really sick or have them killed.
And have them killed?
Yeah. So I called some experts just to make sure.
Yeah.
And, like, if we were doing this contest in Europe, I think we'd have an issue. But since we're in the United States and the health regulations
the
United States and standards, we're okay.
I have one word for you.
Yeah.
Waiver.
Yes.
Yeah. Chuck has been saying if somebody's going to puke this year.
Oh, yeah.
And
it might be me.
Yeah. It may be
me, too. I don't want to give away what we have. There's some stuff that's... Preston, your car, how long will
it's gonna take a week to keep it from smelling.
We're talking all around it. Yeah.
My garage smells horrible.
All
right.
Garage and inside the car.
The car, I think, is going to be okay because I had the windows down. But
Just put it to you this way. Preston invited me over to take a dump in his trash cans in his garage just to get rid of
as an air freshener.
Counteract the smell. Yeah. Anyway, we have a contest we're going to do a little bit later on this morning. But the staff here at Keenan's is getting in place. They've been working for hours, having everything exactly where it needs to be. We have a lot of more tables set up out. And in fact, they're putting numbers on the tables now.
Yes.
I guess that's for service or I don't know.
Possibly.
Good luck.
Yeah. They're trying to take control this year.
Oh, my God.
Good luck with
We'll see what
happens.
What
time do the doors open? I forget.
They should probably open shortly. And
take the time to tell you and go back a half hour because that's usually what happens.
Yeah, usually. So I think probably 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock is when we do the National Anthem, and and then the bar opens.
Enrico Palazzo.
Matt is going to be singing the National Anthem this morning. I know that Bob Kelly from Fox 29 is going to be stopping by, and he's going to be covering it live as well. So we'll get some of that. Listen, before we run down some of those things, Cool's teacher. We need to announce that. And before we get deep into stuff, I want to make sure that we get that out of the way. So...
I forgot. Here we go.
Okay. There we go. Thank you, Casey. All right. So yesterday it was Pencrest High School that we asked in Media, Pennsylvania to text in and let us know who the coolest teacher of the past year has been. And we have a response. Congratulations to Mr. Paul Del Prado. Mr. Del Prado is a science teacher at Pencrest High School, and that's all that I know about him right now.
That's what we need to know
now. And unfortunately, you know, we're going to have to wait till next week for him to call in because it's too crazy to take phone calls once we get people in. But we want
to... if people know him and he wants to call in, tell him to call next week.
Yes, for sure. And we'll be back. We're actually taking Tuesday off, so we won't be back until Wednesday. But remind Mr. Del Prado, and we'll say something on the air.
I probably know somebody who knows him.
Okay.
It's 2 miles from my house, so.
So they love him, and we are going to give him the official Preston and Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year coffee mug and a $50 Five Below gift card. Thank you to Five Below for sponsoring this. Now, we need to choose another one. And this was drawn at the studio and put into an envelope.
Yeah, I picked it yesterday. I don't even know.
All right.
I didn't look. I just picked it, and I didn't look at it, and so I'm going to be surprised.
Price Waterhouse has been holding on to it.
I'll let you announce it.
Okay.
There you go, since you picked it.
Okay. Well, listen, we're in New Jersey, so we're heading back to New Jersey to Florence Township Memorial High School in Burlington, New Jersey.
All right. That means you guys have, you have a few days to go because we won't be back until Wednesday. But Florence Township Memorial High School in Burlington, you need to text the word teacher to 39333, and we will send you the voting link. Make sure you let the staff know that we've done this, and they'll help get the word out as well. Florence Township Memorial High School in Burlington, New Jersey. You get to choose who the coolest teacher of the year has been, so we want to hear from the students. Text the word teacher to 39333 to cast your vote. All right, so with that, in case you can fade that out, with that, we should probably take a break.
Yes.
Come back, get into the entertainment report. These are one of the standard breaks that we're going to do, and then it turns into craziness
resembling our actual show.
No.
It's going to take place.
After that, and by the way, a lot of it is done for in here, so if you want to watch us on YouTube, you'll get a little view of what's going on. But in the meantime, keep in mind there's a lot of visual things happening. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back live from Keenan's Irish Pub. It's brought to you by Coors Light.
Yes.
Official opening of the Jersey Shore. Back in a moment on MMR.
See what you've been hearing with WMMR.com's Video On Demand. Watch highlights from Preston and Steve shenanigans, station events, and take a peek behind the scenes at the station. You'll marvel at how anything gets done around here. WMMR.com.
Preston and Steve. Their name is their address.
On the web.
PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. But you know who does love me? Moms on Mother's Day. For all that your mom does, I know she doesn't want the same old last-minute card and flowers that die in a week. The same old dinner at the Pickle Garden. Nope. Get your mom or the mother of your children one of my beautiful 24-carat gold-dipped roses in exclusive colors just for her. A real rose dipped in pure 24-carat gold, guaranteed to last a lifetime, just like your mom's love. My gold roses start at just $59. Ship for free in your own signature gift box with your own personalized Mother's Day card. That's free shipping, free lifetime guarantee, free personalized Mother's Day card, and all in exclusive colors that you can only get at IHateStevenSinger.com. Start her bouquet of love today online at IHateStevenSinger.com or in my showroom at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly. IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
It's MMR's official opening of the Jersey Shore with Coors Light. Made to chill at the Jersey Shore. And now, live from Keenan's North Wildwood, here's Preston and Steve.
Hey, it's on!
Yeah!
It's on, and they're just actually starting to let people in right now, so it's starting to fill in. We're live at Keenan's Irish Pub! And the official opening of the Jersey Shore in North Wildwood, brought to you by Coors Light, Eggs with Peg. There's like 1,000 names for this event now, and the 25th anniversary of the Preston and Steve Show. So we got a lot to get to, but let's take care of some business first. A look at traffic, Kathy. What is happening this morning?
Yeah, so there is going to be heavy volume later, obviously, people heading to the shore, but right now is a good time. You're okay on the Atlantic City Expressway, Garden State Parkway, 55. Southbound is moving along okay. Northbound, you are slow. Deptford to the 42 freeway. Construction cleared out in West Rock Hill Township, 309 southbound. At Percy, that is now gone. The Vine Expressway, we've got volume building from the Ben Franklin Parkway to the Schuylkill Expressway. And then East Brandywine Township, watch for an accident. It's Creek Road at Reeds Road. And I'm also doing traffic for Bob Kelly on Fox 29 right now. This traffic report is brought to you by Insperity, providing scalable HR solutions, access to better benefits, HR technology, and payroll for over 35 years. Insperity HR that makes a difference. And that's your traffic on Fox 29 and 93.3 WMMR.
That's super. Yeah, great. Bob Kelly from Fox 29 is here doing live coverage. He's going to do a live shot in about 5 minutes, so we'll probably jump on with him in a second and go live on Fox as we are letting people in. And they already got a great shot of the Hebrew Hammer dancing outside on the sidewalk. He is here. He said he was going to be here, so we'll get him here in a little bit. All right, we're going to do the stupid question first, and we're going to take care of our entertainment report. The bar doesn't open for another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we'll kick it into an I know. Oh, yes, you poor things. You have to wait till 7 a.m. to drink.
But, yeah, Preston, they can still do blow, right?
Sure, yeah, cocaine, all you want. That's what the tables are for. All right, so we're going to do a stupid question, and we are going to give away a pair of tickets to see Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee Saturday, June 17th at the Met in Philadelphia. I'm going to do a very easy Wildwood question.
All right.
For the stupid question this morning. Who had a major hit with the song Wildwood Days in 1963, 215-263, WMMR? Let's see if you know the answer to that. Give us a call. We'll mention a few birthdays while we wait for the answer and wait for the bar to open. Today would be the 26th day of May. It's Stevie Nicks' birthday today.
Yes, legendary Stevie Nicks.
Yep. Wow, Stevie Nicks turned 75 years old today.
She still looks pretty good. I don't know if she's had stuff done, but she's one of my favorites.
And yeah.
She was just... complimenting Taylor Swift.
Yeah, for getting her through a difficult time, the death of Christine McVie.
Was she the one that Pierre had a not good interview with?
No, that's the pretender.
Christine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, but when are her and Billy Joel coming to town?
June 16th or 17th.
At the Link.
Soon.
Is it at the Link, right?
A Friday at the Link, yeah. The night before is Dead at the Ballpark, Dead and Friends, and John Mayer. Night after is Stevie Nicks and Billy Joel at the Link.
I think I want to make sure I'm nowhere near the complex for 3 friggin' days.
She's 75 today. Lenny Kravitz has his birthday.
We've seen his penis.
59 years old. Sometimes his penis hangs out. This is true. And we also have Helena Bonham Carter. She is 42. Everything from the Harry Potter series to...
Fight Club to Planet of the Apes.
Big Fish.
Big Fish, yep.
So in that 50th anniversary for Harry Potter, I thought she was wonderful.
Oh, I said she was 42. Yeah. No, I'm like way off of that.
I was like, no way.
She's 57.
Yeah.
57 years old. Jeannie Francis.
Oh.
Who's been in our studio before. And listen to this. So on General Hospital, her name, because of her marriages, was Laura Beenling Faulkner Weber Baldwin Spencer Cascading Spencer.
Okay.
I love that.
Wow.
Yes, so she is 61 today.
Has everyone in that town had her? Is that, I mean,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've all had her in one way or form, one form or another. Bobcat Goldthwait also has a birthday today. He's 61 years old.
Yes.
Nice guy. He's been by our studio.
Yeah, we got our fire truck clip from him.
Yep, that's him. Paul Michael Thomas.
Oh!
Tubbs from Miami Vice.
I remember it was about 35 years ago. He said he was going to be an EGOT. Still working on the E.
Yeah. And the GOT. And so he's an EGOT away from an EGOT.
Yeah.
So he's 74 today. The great Pam Grier has her birthday as well.
Super hot, wonderful, many great movies. Cleopatra Jones.
Yep. Foxy Brown, Jackie Brown.
Anything Brown.
Anything, all the things Brown.
Yeah. Charlie Brown.
So she turns 74 today. And then the last birthday is Matt Stone of South Park fame. Matt Stone and Trey Parker, obviously, the combination. Matt is the guy. He's the music guy.
Yes.
When it comes to the... the plays and the movies that they've done. Yeah, all these things.
This is the play and the music and the theater and the
Book
people.
Book of Mormon, man.
Book of Mormon. That's what I was trying to think of. So he's 52 today. All right, we'll see if the phones are working. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question this morning. We wanted to find out who in 1963 had a major hit, and I told you it was an easy one, with Wildwood Days, and we are going to go to Candy. Hi, Candy. Good morning.
Candy, how are you?
Yeah. Good.
All right, Candy, who had a hit with Wildwood Days?
I'm having a hard time hearing you, but my answer is Bobby Rydell.
Yes, that is correct. Hang on the line.
The crowd goes wild.
Give you tickets to see Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee, Bad Friends Podcast, Saturday, June 17th at the Met in Philadelphia. Tickets are now on sale at Ticketmaster. Complete details at WMMR.com. And I think we're about to go live on Fox 29 in just a second. So when the camera pans around, you guys know what to do, right? All right, so Bob Kelly has his finger to his ear. He's trying to find out.
We interrupt this radio broadcast.
Yes.
TV broadcast.
No.
Hello, Keenan.
Hey. Telling you, and it's just getting started. So
the bar doesn't open till 7. Do they know that yet?
I think we're trying to hide that bit of information from them. But yeah, the bar opens at 7, and this place is going to get even more insane in a little while.
So for the folks watching at home wondering what the heck we're doing here, you got to give us the rundown.
So Keenan's likes to do an official opening of the Jersey Shore for summer.
Yeah.
And Memorial Day weekend is the perfect time to do it. This is our 18th year doing a live broadcast 18. From here. Yeah.
I didn't know you were that old.
I'm older than you think, sir. It's actually our 25th anniversary as a morning show.
Get out.
The President and Steve show. So thank you.
President Steve.
Yeah. So we just come down, we get it going early, and we open up the doors to the shore.
All right, come on, I'm going
to
go down.
Now. Yeah, go down to say hi to Steve. Steve Bob's going to come down there. And say hi to everybody on...
Don't fall off the edge of the stage here, Bob. How are you?
Box 29.
This is where the magic happens.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the center complex. We all have buttons we're pushing. It looks like we're doing something, but we're really not.
What's so cool is that the crowd out front and the crowd in here, they come out to see you guys. They've been... Some folks told me they've been coming for 10 years, 8 years, 20 years. It's crazy.
So we have people here today who are now legal to attend the event, who have listened and been a part of the presidency family for all their lives.
There was a mom out front who said her kids were on a field trip today.
Yes.
She's on a field trip here.
And we need to report that mother to Child Services.
That's right. And I want to come over here because I have to.
All right, Bob's moving.
He's doing his magic.
Yep, he's on TV. He's going to go talk to Kathy.
Yes, I was doing traffic for both me and you. So
can you give me a JAMO?
JAMO, yeah, there's a lot. Well, yesterday, last night, right, coming down here was crazy. I can't believe there was as much traffic as there was. I thought it was going to be tonight, so maybe that, relieves some of the traffic for the people coming tonight.
Why don't you stay with Kathy, Bob, if you're...
Stay with Kathy, exactly, yeah. Can I stay with you?
Yes, Bob, of course.
It's eggs.
All right, so...
Celebrating 25 years.
Yes.
Yeah!
25 years. Yep, we got it. So Bob's going to be doing some live hits from here throughout the morning.
It's
Thank you, buddy.
What's really cool, Preston, is that we are so sloppy in radio, Casey, and they're so much on time.
I know.
It's like battle of the schedules, but we'll pull it off.
Thank you, Bob Kelly.
Bob Kelly!
Love that man. All right, let me get to just a couple of entertainment stories, and then we will move along and officially open. We are about 10 minutes away from bar time.
Oh, so please have a Lisa Vanderpump story.
We are so Casey runs screaming out of here.
Look at his face; he's mad. He was mad at the mention of that.
No, I mean there's been some developments, guys.
Oh
wow, okay.
I'm two episodes in now.
Shut up.
All right, and you love it.
I'll mention just a couple of quick things. Lindsay Lohan appears to be enjoying her beach vacation with her husband, Bader Shamaz. And the 36-year-old Mean Girls star posted a picture on Instagram Thursday. It showed off her baby bump.
She's pregnant?
As she relaxed on a lounge chair.
Oh, that's right. She announced she's pregnant.
In a black swimsuit.
So she's smoking for two.
This is true.
Yeah.
So her brother, according to her brother, Dakota Lohan, because he commented on it, the couple's first child is expected, and I quote, so soon. That's how it's written anyway.
So what month is she in?
I think she's like 6 months in.
Wow.
Yeah, somewhere in
there. So when traditionally does an expectant mother stop smoking and drinking?
They should probably stop the moment they find out they're pregnant. So. Okay.
I want to find out if my mom smoked the entire pregnancy. I'm pretty sure she did. Back in the 70s, it was nothing.
In fact, there was doctor's orders. Yeah. They would prescribe cartons of cigarettes.
Your mom was a smoker?
She was.
Okay.
Yeah, she quit a long time ago. But there's a great scene in the movie Dazed and Confused where this guy he's selling this woman booze as she's smoking a cigarette. And he's telling her, you got to get a lot of vitamin D and, you know, telling her how to, like, properly care for the baby.
Sure.
TMZ is shutting down the rumor that started by Dumois, I don't know who
it
is.
Oh, okay. I know what this is. This is it's a, like a gossip Instagram handle hits. They get everything like months before it hits.
All right. They're shutting down the rumor that Austin Butler and Kaia Gerber are engaged.
Oh my God.
The gossip account shared an Instagram post on Thursday claiming the Elvis star proposed back in April, but the pair are trying to keep things under wraps.
Yeah.
And according to TMZ, a source close to the couple said that they are not engaged. The pair has been together since December 2021.
So he's in Dune, Austin Butler. Did you see him in the stills for Dune?
Is he playing Fade?
Yes.
The bald guy?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. So, Steve, this handle in Preston, too, and Nick and Kathy, it is crowdsourced, right? So, like, it's an Instagram handle.
It's like what Gawker used to be.
Yeah, so, right? Like, I could take a picture of Austin Butler on his knee looking like he was proposing to somebody.
You send it in.
And then I send it to Dumois.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whoopi Goldberg said in a recent episode of The View that she believes that American Idol has led to the downfall of society.
What? Did she remember that she's on the same network that airs it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. So she told her co-host, once we gave people the ability to judge other people, I think we ran amok with it. And it's gotten out of control. They invited the public to decide that who that person was.
Yeah.
And I feel once we did that, it began us in a cycle which we have not escaped.
How much longer do you think Webby's going to be part of it?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, how many times has she threatened to quit and or have reportedly been fired? I think enough.
Yeah, I think so. Evan Rachel Wood has agreed, listen to this, to relinquish physical custody of her son in order to protect him during her ongoing legal battle with Marilyn Manson. She's given up custody of her son for this.
So is the suggestion that Marilyn Manson would harm her son?
Maybe. According to court papers obtained by Radar Online, her son will live primarily with his father, Jamie Bell, because she's extremely afraid of putting her son in danger after allegedly receiving threats from her ex, from Marilyn Manson.
That's freaky.
Wow.
That's crazy.
All right, what time is it?
All right, we cannot miss it.
We're less than 10 minutes from opening the bar.
All right.
Yes.
Is our guest singer doing his vocal exercises?
I don't know. Enrico Palazzo?
He's right there.
All right, we'll get him ready. A couple other stories to kill some time here. That's all this is. It's killing time until the bar opens.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone kicked off the season in a new bikini photo.
Did you see it?
Yeah, she looks great.
Looks pretty good.
And she captioned it, "Ready for summer." She's 65 years old. And she showed off her green leopard print swimsuit from Dolce & Gabbana.
Wait,
and
I missed. Who is it?
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
Sharon.
Yeah.
Okay.
While rocking dark shades for a cool look, her mirror selfie seemed to give a glimpse of her home decor with a photo of Marilyn Monroe hanging
up. It was a tasteful shot, but I have to say her cooter looked like olive loaf.
Oh, my gosh.
My God.
I got to wrap my mind around that.
I mean, it is yummy.
Yeah.
Are you saying it looks good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And her dog Bandit is perched on a velvety couch in the picture.
Oh, Bandit's Johnny Quest, right?
Yep. In the comment section, she was hyped up by Once Upon a Time actress Lana Perilla, who wrote, "Wow, wow, wow, wowza." And
I don't know who that is.
Melissa and Joey actress Brooke Burke.
Oh, I know her.
You know her.
Yeah.
She wrote, "Yes, queen."
Oh, no.
She said, "I don't think you've ever been more sensual."
Oh, my God.
That made it into the report.
Yes.
Sharon Stone was the reason one of the only times I was ever grounded in my life. And it was.
Oh, did you go watch Basic Instinct?
My friend Bobby brought Basic Instinct over, and we put the VHS tape in, and we watched it. My mom had told me I wasn't allowed to watch it, and we watched it anyway. And so I got grounded. I forget. Maybe like middle school or something like that.
So
I don't know.
Was he? Were you dating him?
No. Oh. He was a good friend of mine. But that movie, she was the reason, and her vagina why I got grounded. Probably one of two times in my life.
Wow.
You barely even see it.
Now, what's out there now?
It was a major pop culture moment, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So we are 5 minutes away from the bar opening. So.
The only thing
I know
these people care about.
Oh, they don't care about what we're talking. We're just moving our mouths. All right. So I think we should move to the movies that are opening this weekend.
All right,
so let's go ahead and jump right to that, Casey. Please.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to do it this way. I'm so sorry.
Yep. Oh, we don't have our.
We do both.
Okay. All right, movies opening this weekend. The Little Mermaid.
Yeah!
Oh, it is?
Yeah!
Fantasy musical starring Halle Berry, Jonah Howard King, Melissa McCarthy, the youngest of King Triton's daughters, and the most defiant Ariel longs to find out more about the world beyond the sea. And while visiting the surface, falls for the dashing Prince Eric. While mermaids are forbidden to interact with humans, Ariel must follow her heart. She makes a deal with the evil sea witch Ursula, which gives her a chance to experience life on land, but ultimately places her life and her father's crown in jeopardy. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes long. Wide theater release this weekend. Rotten Tomatoes score 71%.
Not bad.
We will be doing a tribute to The Little Mermaid later on this morning here live at Kenan's. Also opening this weekend is The Machine.
Yeah!
An action comedy starring our good friend Bert Kreischer. Also, Mark Hamill, Jimmy Tatro as well. Bert Kreischer recounts his true experience with Russian mobsters while on a booze-soaked college trip. Now, 23 years later, that trip has come back to haunt him as he and his estranged father are kidnapped back to Russia by the mob to atone for something they said he did. Together, Bert and his father must retrace the steps of his younger self in the midst of a war within a sociopathic crime family, all while attempting to find common ground in their often fraught relationship. It's an hour and 52 minutes long. It is a wide theater release, and there is no Rotten Tomatoes score of that yet. Casey?
Well, there's an audience score.
What is that?
99%.
Oh. Excellent. I like that. That's terrific.
And we will be doing a tribute to The Machine later on this morning with a little event we're going to do at Kenan's as well. So we're going to ask you for that. Let's see. We're going to do clips here real quick. We are 3 minutes away from
the
bar opening.
3 minutes.
All right. How I Met Your Father is returning for its second season. Here, star Hilary Duff foreshadows her character's development. Hit it, Jason.
Well, I think it looks really messy, and I think it looks confusing for her, and she's having to face a lot of things that she's avoided. And lovely Neil Patrick Harris, who so graciously came back on our show, is one of, like, the reasons that or one of the forces that pushes her towards, you know, fixing some of her issues.
Shut the f*** up!
How I Met Your Father is available to stream now on Hulu. Next clip. The Machine stars Mark Hamill on the big screen as Bert Kreischer's cutthroat father. And in this clip, he talks about working variety shows. All right, go ahead, Jason.
Well, throughout my school years, a turning point was hosting a variety show. And I had a ventriloquist dummy. It sounds so corny now. I did all that stuff. You know how much work there are for ventriloquists these days.
The Machine is in theaters everywhere today, and that is the last clip. We are 2 minutes away from the bar opening. And that means we need to do our ritual. This will be the quietest moment of the morning, I guarantee you that. We want to welcome to the stage a gentleman that we know lovingly as Enrico Palazzo, and he's part of our tradition here. His real name is Matt Saplinski.
Yeah.
Matt, how you doing, bud? Good to see you again.
Good to see you guys. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Matt traditionally sings the national anthem at this event to get things started, and he's been doing it for 18 years.
Is it full 18 years,
I think it might have been that first year. I don't know.
I think I missed like one or two in there.
One or two? All right. Close to it. But we've done this several times, right?
Yeah, quite a few.
Have you done your vocal warm-ups?
No, I'm just going to go
in. Perfect.
Do you know the words?
I think so.
Okay. Oh. We did have, that's where he got his nickname, one time. And listen, if you ever have to sing the national anthem, it's easy to forget where you've come to know it as.
Right.
Exactly. <Yes.
laughs> You can forget the lyrics is what I'm trying to say.
You couldn't have said it any better.
All right, thank you. I'm a professional, man.
Yeah, come on.
Back off. All right, you ready to get this started?
Absolutely.
All right, this is our one solemn moment of the morning, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Saplinski, Enrico Palazzo with our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Enrico Palazzo. Ladies and gentlemen, the bar is open! Come and get it! Yes, we are officially now in party mode, ladies and gentlemen, at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday in North Wildwood, New Jersey. So that means I think we ought to take a break, come back, and start getting into what we get into when we do this thing.
Let's do it!
It's all brought to you by Coors Light. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back at Keenan's on MMR!
WMMR presents the I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive, Friday, June 16th. Two locations, in Oaks at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center or South Philly at the Event Center, inside Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia. Sign up now at WMMR.com. Donors get the newest Preston and Steve t-shirt, a window nation tote bag, Everfresh juice, and our sincere thanks for making a real difference in our community. Appointments are required, so secure your preferred time today at WMMR.com. The 18th annual I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive, benefiting the American Red Cross from 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
It's MMR's official opening of the Jersey Shore with Coors Light, made to chill at the Jersey Shore. And now, live from Keenan's North Wildwood, here's Preston and Steve.
back live. It's the 18th year that we've done this live broadcast from Kenan's Irish Pub in North Wildwood. It's the official opening of the Jersey Shore. And you can feel... You can feel the excitement off the crowd as everybody's ready to explode this morning.
I'm exploding right now.
To a holiday weekend. So we're going to get things underway here with our activities that we do with the crowd. Let's take a look at traffic first and see how we're doing on the roads. Kathy, what's going on?
An accident on 95 southbound. It's jammed the Walt Whitman Bridge to Broad Street. The accident blocking the left lane. Volume building on the Schuylkill eastbound. The Blue Route into Conshohocken, Montgomery to University. The Vine westbound flows of M. Franklin Parkway to the Schuylkill. And then in East Brandywine Township, the accident on Creek Road at Reeves Road. That's cleared. 55 northbound slowing Deptford to the 42 freeway. 42 north slowing 295 to Route 130 through the construction. This traffic report brought to you by Insperity, providing scalable HR solutions, access to better benefits, HR technology, and payroll for over 35 years. Insperity, HR that makes a difference. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Kathy Romano with our chatting, everybody.
Preston.
Yeah.
Did you see that shirt over there?
I did not. Grimm's 100%.
No.
Good morning. Oh,
good morning to see you.
How are you? Get over here. Come here. I want to admit, I love this. She's wearing a shirt that says, "My latest flub. Good morning to see you." What is your name?
Jane.
What's that?
Lansdale.
From Lansdale. Welcome. Have you been to Kenan's before?
Second time.
Yeah. Awesome. Welcome back. Anybody come with you?
Yeah, John Early back there.
What's up, John? Yeah. How you doing, man?
Nice. Preston and Steve shirt right there.
I see it. He's got the green one on. That's from St. Patrick's Day. Well, have a good time, all right? Thanks for wearing that. That's awesome. Good morning to see you, by the way. I love it. And there's a series of shirts. We've got, like, day drinker shirts out here. We've got Eggs with Peg shirts. There's all kinds of Preston and Steve themed things here.
Who's here for the first time today?
Wow.
No, a lot of people.
A lot
more than I expected,
Steve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the person holding Steve's head back there in the crowd, they're here for the first time, too.
I am one ugly son of a bitch.
No, you're not. You look good.
Look at that. That's actually the size of my actual head. That's depressing.
Well, for those who can't see on the radio, we have large cutouts of our heads out in the audience. We're going to use them in a moment. Somebody's holding up a sign that says, "Yeah, a cup," as well.
Right next to Glappy for 25.
And merci your face.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are the best. I absolutely love it. By the way, Steve asks who's first time here. Who's been coming here for 5 years? Raise your hand. Make some noise.
Nice.
Love it. Who's been doing this for 10 years? And there's some people that have been coming for a while. We've been doing this for 18 years. And the Kenan's like, and you've been here for all 18 of them? Wow. Nice, man. All of you guys, we love it.
Yeah, they're with their parole officer.
Yes. And it's our 25th anniversary, so we're happy to have this being the culmination of it and the party to celebrate our 25th year.
We didn't even know. Who knew?
All right, so in honor of that, our first contest is going to be surrounded about our 25 years together and our 18 years at WMMR.
So obviously, when the show had to be put together and had to be brought over, we were at another station. It came to WMMR.
Yep.
And there was one person who orchestrated that.
That is right. His name is Bill Weston, the man about town, the silver pony.
Yes.
And he brought us all together. So we are going to pay homage to that this morning with our game that we do here every year called crowd surfing, all right?
It's a tradition.
Yeah, we've been doing this for many, many years. We figured, hey, we've got this ocean of people out in front of us. Let's have some people get out there and actually crowd surf. And so we've done that for the past few years. So the way this is going to work, and I'll do my best to describe this for our radio audience, and of course you can stream us on YouTube and see what's happening now, is we are going to have a person lifted by the crowd. It's going to go around the perimeter here. We just need to make sure that there are lots of people in and around where we're going to go. And the path is going to be where our giant faces are. So hold up the Preston and Steve Show faces. That's the path that the person is going to be lifted through the crowd. We're going to start right over here, to the right of the stage with you guys facing this way. And we're going to end when Marissa gets picked up, I believe, right?
Yes.
Or is it going to be...
No, right by the gate here.
All right, we're going to come right by the gate, and that's going to be it. So you guys are the finish line right here. All right, there's only two of you? Get more help.
Get more.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, here we go.
So what we're going to do is we are going to... Now, Bill Weston likes to ride a motorcycle.
He loves his hog.
He likes to smoke cigars.
Yes.
So we're going to incorporate both of those things in. We're going to...
And...
What?
He's got white hair.
And he has white hair.
He's
thank you.
He's a silver pony.
And he's a helmet wearer, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to put a helmet on.
And a condom lover.
So we have our first contestant, and this is going to be a race, time-wise, to see who wins, by the way. And we're going to give away a prize.
Right?
Our first contestant.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Let me describe. All right, he's wearing a leather jacket. He's got a motorcycle helmet on. He's got white hair, sunglasses, and a cigar. What is your name, by the way?
Tom.
All right, Tom, where are you from, bud?
Washington Township.
All right, thanks for coming out this morning. You've been coming out for a few years, or is this your first time?
This is our seventh year.
What? Seventh year. All right, I love it.
Thanks, man.
So Tom is going to be Bill Weston. We're going to put him in the motorcycle, which let's show this to the crowd, by the way. So this is our... This is our motorcycle.
We went to great lengths to replicate what an actual motorcycle would look like.
It's essentially a storage tub with a motorcycle, a print of a motorcycle on the side of it.
Preston, the very first Harley was a tub.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're paying homage to that as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to put Tom in this. We're going to start over here with the crowd. And as he goes through the crowd, he's going to pick up the members of the show and bring them here. So WMMR's over there. That's the end.
Yeah.
And it's Bill Weston collecting the members of the Preston and Steve show to begin our reign at MMR.
Now, what we need you to do is to kind of move in and compact a bit so he can have a uninterrupted journey and keep hoisting him, keep him aloft.
Yep.
Even though he's wearing a helmet,
yep.
We don't want him to take his thrill.
Don't drop him.
Yeah, so please, guys, we need your help in the audience.
Or he's going to die.
And he might fall on somebody and kill someone. Tom, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Tom says he's ready. And Tom, do you hold us at fault for any injuries you may sustain?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No. That's not the answer.
The answer's no.
No.
All right, he said no. You saw him say
now
no.
You're coercing him. It'll never hold up
he
in court.
He said no. All right, go get over there, Tom. We take every legal precaution.
By the way, which is really good, the person who did this contest the first year over here in a wheelchair,
she's made it back.
Hold on. We need a timekeeper. All right, Casey's going to be a timekeeper. And let's get Tom in place, and as soon as we lift him up, we'll be ready to go. All right, you ready? All right, get ready, everybody. Here we go. Crowd surfing. On your mark, get set, and go. Start the timer, Casey.
He's up.
All right, here goes Bill Weston through the crowd. Oh, my God. They're moving him along. Keep him balanced.
He's doing throttle.
Yes, I love it.
He's heading towards you, Preston. Heading towards your head. Grab that head.
All right, and Tom is collected.
Preston!
Get it! Come on, Tom! He got me! Oh, my God.
All right, keep him up! Keep him up, guys! Heading towards me!
Does Bill know we're doing this? Does he know ahead of time?
He doesn't.
All right, now
grabbing my head now.
Oh, no!
Oh! Put it back up! Put it back up! Yes! There you go! Good!
He's okay!
He did it!
He's all right.
He fell out, but they put him back in, and now he's collecting Casey.
He's gonna be fine!
And now he's got a bit of a haul over to you, Kathy, but the crowd is doing a great job.
There's a gap. Hold on, Steve. There's a gap here.
Oh, yes. You're right, Preston.
Let's see if they can move him.
Him.
Oh, he got it. He got Kathy.
All right, great.
Two more heads.
I'm in.
Here comes the biggest head.
1 minute.
Come on, guys. Fill it in underneath him. Keep him aloft.
Got my head.
All right. Now one more to go to Marissa, and then to the end. Set him down gently at the end. He's got Marissa all the way to the end. Keep going. We're almost there. Casey, I'll tell you when to stop the timer. Tom is making his way to the other end. Almost there. A little bit further. And time right there. Stop. All right.
Yes.
He kept the cigar in his mouth the whole time.
By the way, round of applause for the crowd. Amazing.
All right. You can let him down.
Yeah.
Slowly.
All right. Oh, my God.
Dude.
That was... My heart was going there.
Oh, I was never in fear at all.
For a moment.
He almost fell right out of the back of the motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
I love how we're are leaving it to our listeners who are here to safely get him down from where he
did was. Did you see how well they did, though? They
yeah,
did a fantastic
did.
Job.
They did
there
amazing.
Was a point right there where I thought he was going over. They jumped in and saved him.
All right, Casey, the official time?
It's a new world record.
Is it a new world record?
1 minute, 27 seconds, and it's actually 1 minute, 27.8 seconds.
That's
we need
amazing.
To, get down to the 10th.
1 minute, 27.8 seconds.
Yep.
All right, that was for Tom. Now, it's a race. By the way, the winner gets $100, right?
$100 from Steak 'Em Up.
All right, so let's get our next contestant. Your name?
Lisa.
All right, this is Lisa, everybody. Lisa's wearing her black jacket. She's got her silver hair. She has the helmet. Do you have a cigar?
No, I don't.
Where's your cigar?
She's using the same one Tom had.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know. Hey, it was a $17 cigar.
Oh, we could have gone with the cheap one.
Yeah. You could have gotten a cheapie. All right, anyway. By the way, and your name again? I'm sorry, Lisa, right?
Lisa.
All right, Lisa is wearing the classic Bill Weston midriff as well.
Yes, Bill is. It loves his belly shirt.
Yes, he does. All right, Lisa, Tom is handing you the cigar. He bit the end of it is off. So, you know what you can do? You can, hang on. I'm going to help you out here. Do that end.
Yeah.
All right, that in his mouth was not a perfect. All right, Lisa's got a cigar. I know it tastes disgusting, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does.
All right, that's all right. Who are you here with, Lisa?
My husband, Matt, and our friend Donald over there.
All right.
I have a feeling, Preston, that Matt is the kind of person who would provide loving, long-term care for an injured spouse.
I think he would be. All right, you ready to try this, Lisa?
I'm ready to kill it. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's go crowd surfing. All right, head down that way. We're going to get you in the motorcycle. Yep, all right. Lisa is on her way. The outfits are just fantastic.
This is amazing. You would think it was Bill Weston.
Preston, have all of the heads made it back out into the audience?
Yes.
Ah, good question.
Excellent.
Yep, I see Casey.
All of our people providing head this morning, we thank you.
Yes, thank you for all our head providers.
And it's great. It's boys and girls alike.
Yes, doesn't matter.
Yes.
All right, you guys ready? All right, and on your mark, get set. Let's go crowd surfing. Begin the timer, Casey. All right, here goes Lisa.
She's up.
Right. And she's moving pretty quickly.
All right, guys. Preston, they're doing a great job with her.
Lisa is flailing her arms a little bit. You got to keep the balance there, Lisa. All right, here we go. To a gap. Let's see how she makes it through here. She has grabbed Casey. She is headed towards my head. She's got my head.
Wow, wow, wow.
In the motorcycle.
Wow.
And she's also gunning the throttle.
She's pretending she's running the throttle, yeah. Yep.
She seems to be moving quicker than our last guy.
She's really hauling ass.
Doing great.
Well, the crowd has warmed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Steve, I think they got a test run in them as well.
I think you're right.
Only one head left to go already.
Oh my God, she's killing it.
Yeah, Casey, what's the time so far?
45.
Wow.
Preston, if she can kill it before we kill her, that'll be a plus.
I think I call that a win on any day.
Oh, just almost had it. Come on, guys. Don't lose it now. Right at the end of the run.
All the way.
Pretty spectacular. She's heading in.
All close. Almost to the last person. A little bit further. A couple more feet. And time.
Oh!
Wow.
I've got to imagine that. That's a record.
All right, you can let her down, guys. Casey?
Softly.
He's doing the math. He's calculating.
Calculating. All right.
Taking out his abacus.
Processing, Preston. We have a winner and a new world record. 1 minute, 5 seconds.
Whoa, Lisa!
The crowd goes wild.
Woo!
That was amazing. We have cash.
Lisa, you did it!
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Did you enjoy your ride?
Oh, we killed it. I loved it.
All right, well, here you go. In honor of that, and we got $100 there for you from Steak 'Em Up. All right, Lisa, give me a hug, darling. Nice job. Nice job. Our own Bill Weston right there. That was amazing. All right. Yes, Casey. Oh, yep. While we're getting ready for our next contest, we're going to speak to a gentleman we always like to have a quick conversation with before we move on. And I would like to welcome the head of the family, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Scott Keenan.
Yeah!
Proprietor of Keenan's in North Wildwood and Keenan's Irish Pub. How you doing, Scott?
Fantastic. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Yeah. All right, as always, how you feeling for the weekend, man?
Can't wait till Tuesday.
Yeah, right. It's a trying few days, but it's a good several days.
It's well worth it. You see faces that you haven't seen all winter, you know. So it's nice to see some new faces in the crowd there. So we're really excited about the weekend.
Let me tell you something, Scott. You guys do a phenomenal job keeping the circus going on here all weekend long. The facility looks tremendous. You keep making additions. And I tell you, I think this is going to be a record Memorial Day weekend for you guys.
So do I. As they call it, this is a bar weather.
Yes.
You're right about that.
66 and sunny, so everybody goes to the beach. They look like chicken cutlets, so we're good to go.
All right. So we're here this morning, obviously. We've got this going on till like 10, 11 a.m., something like that. What goes on the rest of the day today and the weekend?
Well, right after you guys, we have the Giuliano Brothers. They're going to...
Yeah.
They're going to be outside playing. And then it's just nonstop. We got a guy named Mike Shackleton. We got Double Trouble. Soul Cruisers on Monday. The FM band will be here.
I'm going to get up and play with them tomorrow night.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Yeah. You don't even have to pay a cover.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So, yeah, tomorrow night, FM band. That's Kyle, our video guru. His band is playing here. I think their set started 8 o'clock. I'm going to play in that first set sometime tomorrow night, which should be great. You just got bands. You got all this stuff going on.
Starting today, we have bands 7 days a week.
All right.
Till Labor Day.
And what's new food-wise here this year? There's always something new going on.
Yeah, what we did, we put Santucci's in here this year.
Ah!
So Santucci's Pizza. They're open up, and we actually brought a barbecue guy in for the summer. They're going to do a pop-up barbecue every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Out front or?
On Jack's.
Sensational. Okay.
Like two blocks down on our property.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that Keenan's now goes to the southern tip of Manhattan.
Yeah. It's crazy, but it just keeps expanding like that.
Yeah.
But we want to thank you once again, and obviously this is a party in honor of your mom, Pat.
I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, of course. And happy anniversary.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Scott Keenan, everybody.
Yeah!
Makes this whole thing happen. All right, so we are getting prepped for another contest, and this one, Marissa has had to do a lot of work on. Casey's had to do a lot of work on. We have people in the back that are getting set up as we speak. I'm trying to get this mic in this.
Just jam it in there. Jam it.
Yeah, there we go. All right. How are we doing so far with contestants? We good to go back there?
Everybody's ready to rock.
All right. So we're prepping the wheel, and obviously everyone has been sort of pre-interviewed. No allergies, right, Kathy? We're confident with that?
Yeah, I think we asked them like 5 different times.
Okay. So if they die, it's their own fault.
Yeah, it's their own fault.
That's the spirit.
All right, so Marissa's getting something set up. We have a wheel up on stage. I'll go ahead and tell you what the contest is, basically. So we are going to do, we haven't done this in a while, but we have done this in the past. It's a game we like to call Wheel of Shots. Wheel of Shots. And we have our fortune, what's the word I'm looking for?
Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. Wheel of Fortune wheel up here, and we are filling it with various drinks. Now, some of them look pretty standard that we're looking at right now, but a few of them are a little funky. And what we're going to do is we're going to blindfold contestants. We're going to have them come up here, spin the wheel. It's going to land on something. We're going to have them take a shot of one of these drinks. They need to be able to identify it. If they identify it, then they get to win $100 from Stake 'Em Up. And it seems like it might be easy to do. But when you're blindfolded and you got this crowd in front of you, it's kind of hard to tell exactly what you might be tasting. And we've added some interesting flavors.
This is very nostalgic because we've done a variation on this for a number of years.
Yep.
All right. We're being waved by an intern here.
I don't know. Music, he's saying. I don't know what that means. All right. Anyway. So we have a couple of more things to get set in place, and then we're going to bring our first contestant up and get this thing underway.
Yeah, Casey? So some of these prizes will be $100 from Stake 'Em Up. Some, they're not as bad, so let's get some Phillies tickets from our friend John Brazier. So we do have some. There are That's some cool. here that are, I might actually throw up on.
Okay.
I gag just thinking about what they're doing.
Yeah, there's some gnarly stuff that we have set up in this. All right, Marissa, are we ready to go? All right, we are ready to go. Let's bring our first contestant up. Where are the blindfolds? Okay, they're on them, Marissa says. Yeah.
All right, we've actually blinded them forever, Preston.
Bring them, you're going to have to walk them out here.
If you want those Phillies tickets. All right, here we go.
All right, hang on. We have our first contestant. Hold on, you got to come up steps. All right, I'm going to guide you, buddy. Take my arm right here, like a blind person.
All right.
There you go. All right, we're coming over here. Keep coming.
Watch your wire, Preston.
This way.
he's on your wire.
I know.
Isn't this perfect?
All right.
You need to trust me. Come this way. Turn this way.
All right.
There you go. Walk.
Preston, pull him by the fanny pack.
All right. Is this where we're doing it?
Yeah.
All right. This is where we're doing it. All right. What's your name, by the way?
Chris.
Chris, I've seen you before.
Yes, you have.
You are always decked in red, white, and blue, right?
Generally. Last year, I was in 80s gear.
Okay. It was 80s gear last year. All right. This year, he is wearing essentially, they look like short pajamas. And they've got American Eagle. They've got hot dogs, USA, top hats, everything red, white, and blue, Star Spangled. And he's wearing a fanny pack with red, white, and blue bomb pops on it.
Yeah.
So
very nice.
Festive, say the least. All right, Chris, you know what we're doing?
Little wheel of shots, right?
Yeah. So we're going to spin the wheel. We're going to have you take a drink, and you need to identify it. If you can identify it, then you win a prize, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, Case, will you spin the wheel? All right, here we go. First spin, here we go. Round and round it goes. I'm trying to hold my mic up there to get the sound, but it's taking too long.
It's a strong spin.
It's still spinning. Dear God. All right, now do not say what this lands on, audience. Yep, it's up to him. And okay. Pretty easy one. All right, Casey. Casey's going to grab a shot. We're going to let him taste it and see if he can tell us what it is. This one's an easy one to start on. But as we go on, they're going to get more difficult. All right,
let's see if you can do it, Preston. Do you think you could do this?
I think I could do this one.
Okay.
I think this is probably the easiest one of the lot. Chris, hold out your hand. All right, I'm going to give you a shot glass in your left hand. I want you to take a drink and tell us what that is.
All right. Oh, that's Fireball.
Yes! Oh,
well done!
That was an easy one. Casey, what do we have for him?
We have a pair of tickets to see the Phillies take on another baseball team, and that's in the Major Baseball League. I have no idea when the game is, but we're going to hook you up with some Phillies tickets. All right? So congratulations
nice job, brother.
To you.
Let's hear it for Chris. That was
yes.
easy.
Yes. All right. Lights.
Chris.
Preston, I think we do a light spin this time, right?
All right. And by the way, Rodney, I'm going to tell the audience at home what it is, all right? So we'll need to bring down the PA
right.
after we spin the wheel.
And we did the wise thing. We put the blindfolds on at the bottom of the stairs.
All right. Hang on. And put your... All right. Now, stay right there. I'm going to help you, okay? Come with me, Shannon. All right. This is our next contestant, Shannon.
All right, Shannon.
All right, Shannon. How you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful. I see you got a Coors Light in front of you.
I need something to wash it down.
I think that's very wise. Well, you never know what you're going to get.
There's every option. It could be something good.
Yeah. Where are you from, Shannon?
I'm from Hatfield.
From Hatfield. All right. Welcome. We're going to spin the wheel. Casey's going to spin it. You stay right there. All right. Here we go. And the spin. And I will tell the audience what she has landed on. Let's see if it's a good one, a bad one, or who. Oh! Rodney, bring the PA down.
It's hot sauce. She is going to be doing a shot of hot sauce.
Okay, you bring it up, Rod. All right, let's get your shot ready to go. Shannon, I'm going to take your beer for a moment. All right, I'm going to hang on to this. Casey is filling up the shot glass as we speak.
Ooh, that looks good.
He's our bartender this morning.
He's good.
And he's had to get some very exotic things together.
All right.
All right, Shannon. Mm. Hold out your left hand. And I'm going to give you the shot glass. Hold it like a glass.
Like a human would hold a glass.
All right. Take a shot and tell us what it is. Here we go. All the way down. Oh, my God.
Hot sauce.
Yeah! Hot sauce! Ah! Here's your beer.
Nailed it.
You can take it out.
I'm crying.
All right.
I tried to go for the extra hot, by the way.
She says it's not too bad.
No, not too bad? Well, that's why she's not winning cash.
Shannon's a badass.
All right, what do we have for Shannon?
We've got a pair of Phillies tickets, and she's going to take they're going to take care of that down there. I can't even talk, Steve.
In that area where
holy moly. Casey, I can't either, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong.
You're just so excited for our anniversary. It's down there where they will receive their prizes, our next contestant.
All right, we have Monica coming up now. All right, we're going to do 8 of these, by the way, so this is our third contestant. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
Mullica Hill.
Mullica Hill. She's a Jersey girl. Woo! Who's here with you, Monica?
My husband, his best friend, my girlfriend, Diane, and Gina.
Have you guys been here before?
Yes.
Oh, well, welcome back. We're happy to have you. We're going to play Wheel of Shots. We're going to spin the wheel. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Casey, spin it away. The wheel is spinning as we speak. It will land, and then I will tell the audience what it is on, and all right, Rodney, bring it down, please.
All right, this is an easy one. It's tequila. She has landed on tequila.
All right.
All right, Rodney, you can bring it back up. Thank you. All right, Monica, we're going to let you have a shot. Hang on, Casey's pouring it. All right, Casey's handing the shot to me. Hold out your right hand. All right, and here is the shot glass. Want you to throw that back and tell us what it is. All right, here she goes. No fear, Monica, go. Go for it. All right, she's tasting it. Monica, what is that?
Tequila?
Tequila! Excellent.
Nice job.
These guys are perfect.
You can take that blindfold off. Nice job. All right, Casey, what prize? We're going to give her Phillies tickets. Nice job, Monica.
And we're gonna... Actually, so far, they've all been pretty easy.
They've been pretty good.
That means it's going to get good, right?
Oh, well, there's a whole bunch of horrible options up there.
I can't see the wheel.
Oh, so. No, Kathy, like, the rest is horrible.
Okay.
Like, there's one other one in there that's, like, palatable-ish.
But... You always have to remain optimistic.
Yeah.
Our next contestant might get that one, Case.
Yeah.
Getting our next contestant up on the stage.
Steve, this contestant who's coming up on the stage now asked me backstage, what is your definition of bad? And I said, it might be a little different than your definition.
All right.
But she was game.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lauren, who is our next
contestant.
Lauren, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Philly girl! How old are you, Lauren?
27.
You look like you're 19 years old. All right, and
check the proof.
Who did you come here with?
My three best friends.
What are their names?
Kristen, Rachel, and Carly.
All right, and have you guys done this before? You've been to Keenan's?
I've been here. It's their first time.
Ah,
well, newbies. Preston, ask her about her last time here.
All right, tell us about your last time here.
I don't remember most of it.
All right. Mission accomplished.
All right,
spin the wheel, Case. All right, wheel of shots. There you go. Thank you very much. We can hear it clicking. It's clacking. It's headed to destiny. What will Lauren have to drink? We'll find out.
Okay.
Are you?
It was close. All right, Rodney, bring it down.
Okay. It's whiskey. It almost landed on pureed sardines, but it's whiskey. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Bring it back up, Rodney. Okay. Let's see if you can identify this particular drink that Casey has poured for you. Hold out your right hand. And I'm going to give you the shot glass.
Right.
Okay. You ready, Lauren? Yeah. Throw it back. Let's see what you get. All right. Tilt it. Come on. All right. What is that?
Tequila.
Tequila?
Oh.
No!
What?
It was whiskey.
Oh.
We would have accepted bourbon as well, but sorry about that.
See, some people. See, I would never get any of these.
What'd you say, Lauren?
I said whiskey. You didn't hear me.
No, shut up. Get off the stage. Nice try, though.
That was a good try.
I like your style.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah.
Listen, if you can win by lying, do it.
She won. She got a shot of whiskey.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. As you can see, the board is loaded now. Okay? The board is loaded. We keep changing things. Let's get our next contestant up here.
All right. Walking trepidatiously as anyone would in a crowded room while wearing a blindfold.
Preston, okay. I have put the trash can in front of you over here because...
Yeah, that's a good call.
It's going to be needed.
All right, right there. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
This is Chrissy, everybody. Say hi. Where are you from, Chrissy?
Brick, New Jersey.
Where in New Jersey?
Brick.
All right, nice. Brick, New Jersey. I love your, she has this really close-cropped haircut.
It's great. I love short hair on women.
You look like a badass. Are you indeed a badass?
Yes.
All right, I'm happy to hear that. How's your stomach? Are you pretty good?
Sure.
All right, fair enough.
We'll see if she's a badass.
We're going to find out if we do the wheel of shots. Casey, spin the wheel.
Okay.
And let's see what we get. So far, it's been pretty easy. Let's see what we're going to land on for Chrissy. All right, it's about to, Okay.
Well, Preston, it could be delicious.
This is going to take some preparation.
Okay.
You don't know. Hold one second.
All right. So this particular one, we didn't pre-make this stuff. We actually have to.
But we want it to be fresh.
On the stage now. So Casey has a magic bullet. All right.
He needs the trash can now.
Yep. And you can see that he has a... And I'm doing my best not to tip our hand to Chrissy here.
No.
Oh, no.
Why don't you move a little bit away, Preston, just in case she might be able to determine.
Maybe they'll smell it.
Because...
Well, hang on. Casey broke the container to open this.
Oh, so we can't do
it. Oh, my
God. Well, I don't know. Hang on.
You got two.
I think this...
And he broke that one, too.
Do people routinely require this to be absolutely fresh, or is that of any importance?
Leave it to Marissa. She's got an implement.
All right.
Marissa did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Looks okay.
And remember, Preston, the content. Oh, my God.
He spilled it.
Spilled it. It's all over. It's disgusting.
All right.
How you doing, Chrissy?
I'm so scared right now.
Don't be scared. This is something a lot of people in this room are drinking right now.
It's edible. It's edible.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, my God. You're going to.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Casey's got the magic bullet. We are. I will tell you this. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Dear God in heaven.
What we need is a magic can opener.
Help her.
Oh, all right. Actually, that looks good.
Oh, my. It
looks very good.
That's, so we're having to blend something, just to let you know, Chrissy, okay?
I'm even more scared.
No, I'll tell you this, Chrissy. It looks like Carnation Instant Breakfast.
Looks can be deceiving.
Like that. That's not what it is.
All right, here you go.
I'm going to throw up.
No! Don't tip your hand. It could be a delicious drink.
Oh.
There we go. Now, the contest, of course...
Oh.
The contest, of course, is to identify what that is.
Okay. Oh. Chrissy?
It's in a shot glass.
There's extra, Preston, if you want to do it with her.
Hold your left hand out, please. Hold your left hand out.
I think Chrissy can do this.
You can spit this out if you need to. There's a trash can right in front of you, okay?
All right.
Take it, I guess.
Go for it, Chrissy. Come on.
You write it down. Shot. Oh! She did it! She swallowed it! She did it!
All right. Hold on.
Oh,
Chrissy.
God. She's trying to get through it. She's chugging her beer.
Chrissy.
Oh, God.
What was it?
Tuna juice?
Tuna juice? We're going to give it to her.
Yeah. She was such a superstar, we have to.
It was pureed sardines, but that's close enough. I can't believe you drank that. Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Now she's gagging.
Yeah, because now she knows what it is.
She's a hero. That was the bravest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, God. Somebody get by her a drink.
Casey, what are we giving her as a prize?
$100 cash!
Yeah!
Take
them
up! Casey's going to give that to you right now. Nice work, Chrissy. That is just repulsive, dude. It stinks so bad.
I have no doubt.
Oh.
Somebody give her a beer, too.
I think she's going to get set up, Kathy.
All right, okay.
Well, I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
Dude, I'm literally gagging up.
I know.
Not good.
Remember, when the Sir Stroman we had in the studio, you were about to pass out.
I'm like, yeah, this is hideous. Okay.
And we haven't made it to 8 o'clock yet.
I know. And we still have, what, 3 more people to go?
All right, here we go.
Our next contestant is walking up onto the stage. All right, this is Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Where are you from, Debbie?
I'm from Philly.
You're from Philly.
Another Philly girl.
All right, who's here with you, Deb?
I'm here with my boyfriend, Nick.
How long you guys been together?
About 6 months.
All right. Nice relationship. Good. Have you been here before?
No. First time.
First time. Love it. Well, we're going to break you in fine form. We're playing Wheel of Shots. Casey, spin the wheel. We're going to whip up something special for you, and we're going to see if you can identify it. If you do, you win a prize. And so far, we've done great. We've only had one person miss. And what will she be drinking? All right.
All right.
It's landed on something. Rodney, give me the PA or just the audience, please.
It is horseradish juice. It is juice from horseradish.
All right.
Let's see if she can identify it.
All right, Rodney, thank you. Okay, here we go. This is straight. We used a strainer to get this.
Because you want to get every last drop. Wow, Preston. Whoa. It's worth it just to watch your reaction.
Dude.
Are you
okay, Debbie, hold out your right hand. All right, you ready? All right, do your shot and tell us what it is. Here we go.
Oh, that's horseradish.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm stunned how good they've been.
Oh, my God.
That's that. How's your nose?
Nose is all right. The throat.
All right, take another drink of Coors Light here. Get rid of this. Debbie, you killed it. Nice job. All right, Case.
We got a pair of Phillies tickets for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Take a walk down to the bottom of the stage. We're going to take care of you and get your information and get you your Phillies tickets.
All right. How many more do we have?
Two.
Two left. All right, let's get our next contestant up here.
I mean,
John, take my hand, brother. All right.
That's so beautiful what you just said, Preston.
John, take my hand. John is a very large individual. Stay right there, buddy. All right. Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
All right. John from Philadelphia, everybody.
He's giving a pageant queen wave.
All right, what are you? 6'4", 6'5"?
6'4".
6'4", it's a big man. All right, so far, so good. We've had only one person not get it right. Who are you here with, by the way?
My family and my sister's friend.
Excellent.
Are you a newbie, or have you been here before?
Been here before.
Ah.
What's up?
When was the last time you threw up in front of 2,000 people?
Never.
That's the first time for everything.
All right, Casey, spin the wheel. Wheel of shots, two of them left. All kinds of interesting things on this wheel. If you can identify what it is, he will win a prize. There's only two things left, actually. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Yes! That's the one everybody wanted.
The crowd loves it. And it's our friend from Philadelphia who's going to experience it.
I want to thank Chuck at work for bringing this in. Rodney, lose the PA for a second.
All right, it's cat food juice. You know, like wet cat food? We took the juice from that, and he's going to drink it. There's no way he's going to get this.
All right, bring it back up, Rodney. Okay. Casey is prepping it. I want to thank Chuck for gathering this from his pantry at home.
Oh, it's my God. The kind of thing you would find in your house.
Casey's about to throw up.
Yeah.
Okay. John, hold out your right hand.
All right.
And here's the shot glass. If you can tell us.
I just got a whiff of it.
Now, remember, you can still win by identifying. That's all you have to do.
If you need to spit it out, there's a trash can in front of you. Go for it. Go.
Oh, God. No, he took it like a man.
He's actually licking his lip.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out what it is.
Was that clam?
No. Well, hang on. It was all kinds.
It could be then.
I'm going to give him a second guess. What? Right. Try something else.
Oyster.
Oyster, no. Man, there's no way he's going to get this right.
Can I call an audible?
You want to give him a clue?
I think these are all around it.
Because they're flavored.
Yeah.
Meow. Meow. That's
meow. Your
cat food?
Yeah.
Yeah! I mean, the dude drank it without flinching.
Yeah, yeah.
And licked his lips.
And licked his lips. There's no way we're not giving him something. So, Casey, $100 from Steak 'Em Up, John. There you go, my man. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you to Mike from Steak 'Em Up. By the way, there's a Steak 'Em Up on the boardwalk.
All right. And then we have one contestant left. Let's bring him up here.
All right. What's that wheel looking like now, Casey? Is it a nightmare?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just, we don't even have to. We're going to spin it because, it's, you know, symbolically we have to spin
all right.
it. There's one thing on there.
Okay.
All right, give me your hand, Julian. All right, Julian's our next contestant.
All right, Julian.
Yep. Oh, yep, there you go.
Careful.
That's the last step.
Don't worry, Preston will be there to hold you.
Stay right there.
Joey kept going up the steps,
yeah.
And there were no steps left.
All right, this is Julian. Hey, Julian, how you doing?
Yeah.
What's up?
Where are you from, man?
Manioc, Philadelphia.
Yeah. All right, he's a Manioc guy. All right, and what do you do for a living, Julian?
I work UPS.
All right. In Manioc?
In Philly, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, nice. Who'd you come here with today?
My friends Phil, Frankie, and Sean, and Mike.
Where are they?
Right there. All right. Let's see if you can get this. Casey, there's only one thing left, so the wheel is going to spin.
Just for ceremony.
Just for ceremony, and we'll officially draw up your shot. And if you can identify it, Julian, you will win a prize.
What will it be?
What will it be? Of course. It landed on the blank space. All right, we got it. All right. Casey's going to get your shot ready. This one takes a little preparation as well.
Preston, do you want to announce?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Rodney, bring down the PA, please.
It's a raw egg. Should be pretty easy. Right. It's a raw egg.
Right. Okay, here we go. All right, back on now. Casey is pouring the shot into the shot glass.
And there we go.
Julian looks like he works out. He may know what this is.
I think he might. Absolutely.
All right, Julian, your right hand. Just hold it out. I'm gonna put the shot glass in your hand.
All right.
All right, if you can drink that and identify it, you win a prize. You ready?
I guess.
All right, go for it, buddy. Slosh it around a little bit. What is that, Julian?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
There's a trash can in front of you.
Oh, God.
I'm good. I'm good. That was definitely an egg.
Yeah!
Well done! Well done!
Yeah, that was an egg.
Oh, man.
I love this guy.
Well done, sir.
All right, Case, what's the prize for him, man? What are we going to give him?
All right, so we're gonna go off the board a little bit here. You're going to win $100 from Steak 'Em Up and 11 eggs.
Yeah!
Just to remind you,
he's going to get your money. Oh, right, my God.
There you go, sir. That's cash, by the way.
Dude.
Excellent.
Casey, does he want any cat food or hot sauce? Or?
I'm telling you, dude, the grossest was the cat food.
Oh,
cat
my God.
Food? It smelled so horribly
bad. Preston, you got to come over for feeding time at my house.
Oh, God.
It oozed out of the container.
I'm glad that's done. All right, well, success. It went well. Everybody
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Nobody threw up.
And we're just getting started.
Casey, we're just getting started.
Yeah, we're gonna have to take a break. All right, and when we come back, we're gonna see if we can find our seagull screechers, and we're also gonna dive into a couple of little tributes that we're gonna do. So we're gonna take a break. We're live at Keenan's Irish Pub. Let them hear about it, gang. Come on, 93.3 WMMR. We'll be right back.
Is your phone an app hole? You know, full of useless apps taking up space? Well, get rid of them and get the WMMR app. You can listen to us wherever you go, get important alerts, and so much more. Because, after all, the world needs less apples.
Preston and Steve. Their name is their address.
On the web. PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. But you know who does love me? Moms on Mother's Day. For all that your mom does, I know she doesn't want the same old last-minute card and flowers that die in a week. The same old dinner at the Pickle Garden. Nope. Get your mom or the mother of your children one of my beautiful 24-carat gold-dipped roses in exclusive colors just for her. A real rose dipped in pure 24-carat gold. Guaranteed to last a lifetime, just like your mom's love. My gold roses start at just $59. Ship for free in your own signature gift box with your own personalized Mother's Day card. That's free shipping, free lifetime guarantee, free personalized Mother's Day card, and all in exclusive colors that you can only get at IHateStevenSinger.com. Start her bouquet of love today online at IHateStevenSinger.com or in my showroom at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly. IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
It's MMR's official opening of the Jersey Shore with Coors Light, made to chill at the Jersey Shore. And now, live from Keenan's North Wildwood, here's Preston and Steve.
Yeah! 25th anniversary show of the Preston and Steve Show live at Keenan's Irish Pub in North Wildwood. The Jersey Shore is officially open.
Yeah!
summer begins right now. Coors Light, our sponsor of this event. This is insane, man. This crowd is it's one of the biggest I've ever seen here.
Absolutely. And the best.
And Keenan's is open, obviously, all weekend with all kinds of great things for you to get to. We've got more friends popping by. We got more contests to get to. Let's take a look at traffic, see what's happening right now, though. Kathy, what do you got?
95 southbound jams the Walt Whitman Bridge to Broad Street. That's an accident that's blocking the left lane. North on 95 slowing from the Betsy Ross Bridge to Cottman. Also southbound from Bridge to the Betsy Ross Bridge, Girard to the Vine Expressway. Vine westbound is the Ben Franklin Parkway to the Schuylkill Expressway. And then we have delays in New Jersey. 42 freeway northbound from 295 Route 130. 55 northbound from Deptford to 42. And then in Downingtown, 322 of Boot Road, there's an accident. This traffic report brought to you by DBHIDS. When someone gets hurt, we know who to call. But what about a mental health crisis? The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline offers free confidential support around the clock. Don't hesitate. Call 988. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Kathy Romano, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't know she makes up the traffic every morning.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. But she looks good doing it.
Totally so. Improvs it.
We let her do it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do a couple of things here. And Casey, we're kind of switching gears. He wants me to do this first.
All right.
And I think he's right. I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I saw this thing that apparently is a standard procedure in Australia. And it's called do a shoey. All right, and I was intrigued by it. So it's essentially where you take a drink and you fill your shoe up with it, and then you drink it out of your shoe. So we thought we would rename it and call it Do a Shoebie, because we're down the shore. So I want those who... I want us to do the largest shoebie ever right now. So look at people holding up their
already
shoes
ready to go.
Right now. I'm going to do this. I'm going to see if you guys will join me with it.
Oh, my God.
Take off your shoe right now. All right, I see you have a sandal. That's going to be interesting, but you're going to do it anyway. Thank
so
you,
have to do it like a luge.
Yeah, good idea.
A luge.
A luge.
Do a luge. All right, who's joining me? Hold your shoes up in
all
here.
All right, there's about 1,100 people are doing it, Preston.
Oh, 1,100 minus
1,100.
A good dozen.
Oh, there's a good amount.
There you go.
All right,
there you go. More joining in now.
Come on, do it.
Here you go.
All right, everybody, fill up your shoe, and we'll do it together. Here we go. All right, I'm going to pour the beer. Right,
go ahead.
In my shoe.
Do it.
Kathy, you want a sip?
No, doing it. Hell no.
All right. To the summer in the Jersey Shore, do a shoe-bee.
Yeah. And they're doing it. It's about 30 people doing it.
So is Preston.
Woo! What? Oh, now I got to put this thing on my...
Yeah, that was the issue.
A little short-sighted there, Peabuds.
Rinse it out with water.
Yeah, how about some pureed sardines?
Yeah. You want some... Oh, yeah.
All right, there we go. I'll take my sock off.
By the way, those are cool shoes.
Thank you.
What are they?
Skechers.
Oh, they are Skechers?
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, I've never had a shoe full of beer. That was kind of fun, I have to admit it. All right, so that's year one. Next year, I want twice as many people to do that.
So that means 60.
Yes. Hey, I'm happy with 30.
That's 30 is damn fine. Yeah.
All right, so we got that out of the way. Yay.
Yay.
All right, now I'm going to do a very quick bizarre file because we have fine sponsors that pay for this segment. So if you would, please.
Froggy first.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
All right.
Oh.
We're going to do Froggy first?
Froggy first.
You're right. That's our tradition. All right, Jason, can you hit our Friday song from Froggy, please? B-File. Here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Mulch Schwartz of Aston. They offer the highest quality mulch and topsoil manufactured on-site. Delivery or pickup for residential and commercial markets. You can visit mulchthis.com. We're going to do a quick one, okay?
You make it great.
Let's do three quick stories here. A notorious gimp who has plagued villages in England dressed in a rubber suit has been arrested yet again after jumping out at terrified locals in his latex outfit.
What kind of lunatic wears a gimp outfit, Preston?
We'll find out shortly. He's known in the area as the Somerset Gimp.
The Somerset Gimp.
And has been stalking communities for a number of years, and police have taken action again. Authorities have been called out on more than 20 occasions since 2016 of reports of the sinister oddball as he had chased people walking home alone at night while grunting at them.
So he's a bad gimp.
The suspect has previously been arrested on numerous occasions and been taken back into custody. Police now say they were called at 2:07 in the morning as a man in his 30s was acting bizarrely. They reported a man wearing latex had jumped out in front of a vehicle.
See, here in the States, we keep our gimps in boxes.
Yep. So he was arrested last year in Avon and Somerset, and police are said to be keeping an open mind about the intentions of the man and whether the incident is linked to any others. And reportedly, one claimed that the masked stranger was flopping on the floor, writhing and grunting.
Do you think it was Prince Andrew?
Hours of the morning. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, listen to this. A driver repeatedly plowed into a burning car during a violent and chaotic sideshow in Oakland. While Oakland police have yet to release any information about the incident, the sideshow activity began at around 10:45 Friday. Video showed the dangerous scene unfolding around 1 a.m. Oakland police responded, set up a perimeter of several blocks around the sideshow.
We need to do that here next year.
As crowds watched the vehicle burn, it was lit on fire. A masked individual was seen getting into a Subaru, which he then used to ram the burning vehicle.
Share the love.
I guess so. As the driver of the Subaru repeatedly plowed into the burning car, crowds gathered and watched while recording on a cell phone. A short time later, police appeared and threw flashbangs near the burning vehicle to disperse the crowds. They ended up taking off. There was no word on any arrests or citations. They don't know who the person was. All right, and then just one more, and then we're done. A homebuyer in Colorado was found herself in a nightmare situation. Amber Hall said that she was excited to move into her new home, but she found that there were shockingly big snakes in the garage walls.
Shockingly big? How big?
You know what? I don't know. She said, I came over and I saw what the dog was looking at, thinking there was a spider or something, and there were two little holes right here, and I saw snakes slither up the wall. Unfortunately, since first finding the snakes about 2 weeks ago, she found 10 more in the house. Everybody says that they're some form of garter snake, she said, but they're also given the caveat that nobody's ever seen their garter snake that big.
No, I've never seen a snake that big, a garter snake.
A Hall said that she spent about $1,000 trying to remove the reptiles and that a snake wrangler believed they've been there for at least 2 years. And the company that sold her the house said they had never heard of any snake problem at all. So she needs to get somebody to come in and clean them out, but she found about 12 snakes in her house.
Would you like a house like that, Kathy?
No.
You love that. She loves that stuff.
All right, and that's all I have in the bizarre file for you.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
You did what you had to do.
That goes off.
It was a difficult task, but you did it.
All right, so we're going to do something now. It's not a contest. It's just a favor for a friend of ours, and it's something that we want to show the love to. You guys know our buddy Bert Kreischer, right? Yeah. Bert's got his movie opening this weekend. It's called The Machine, and we're really, really happy for him. We're excited. So we wanted to do a video moment for The Machine, and we're going to need your help. So we have created this sign, and it's right here in front. These guys are going to hold it up, and it says, Preston and Steve love The Machine. Here's what I want you to do. I want everybody who feels comfortable to do this to take off your shirt and wave your shirt around in the air, because Bert always takes his shirt off. We got one right there. Everybody, shirts off right now. Come on. Yes, take it off. I'll take mine off.
I love it.
Come on, Shelly.
Look at Shelly girl, Preston.
Yes. Yeah. Come on, everybody. Let's do it. More shirts off. Come on. Yeah. We got more coming off. Do it. It's more comfortable in a crowd, everybody. We love The Machine. Bert, Bertie boy, we love you, buddy. Good luck with The Machine.
Congratulations on your opening weekend.
Yeah. Bert, 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 Bert.
Thank you very much.
He's going to love that. Well, now, go see the movie, and if you can, go see it in the theater.
All right. Thank you for doing that.
We want that number one for him. Right? Wouldn't that be wild if the machine was number one over the Little Mermaid? That would be hilarious. All right, everybody's getting their shirts back on.
All right, so I had to put my shirt back on.
Listen, you have to, man.
Okay, now.
Look, we're knocking these things off right and left.
I forgot what the hell we were going to do. Oh, yes. Okay, so a while back.
Very important.
Yeah, this is. So we're down the shore.
It's so important, I don't know what it is.
We thought this would be a great idea to try this out live on the air. But we saw a contest, and I think it took place in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And it was a seagull screeching contest. And I'm like, all right, whatever, seagull screeching contest. But my friend Lori does a spot-on impression of a seagull.
Well, and we started to audition participants for this.
Yep.
And people are amazing.
Yep, so we actually have contestants, and we're going to use your crowd applause to determine who our winner is of the Great Wildwood Seagull Screech-Off. And so we're going to get our contestants up here, and one at a time, they're going to do their best seagull screech impression. The best one is going to get a pretty damn cool beach prize.
Yeah, this is very cool. Do you want to describe what it is, Preston?
Yes. Actually, Casey, where's the official information? Because I want to make sure I read that. So it's from Shift. It's a company called Shift Outdoors. And we are going to give away the portable umbrella table. It's lightweight, carries like a backpack, but it's not just an umbrella. It's an umbrella and table that you can set up on the beach. And it anchors, and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and it's really cool, and that's obviously one of the big things, is that you don't want your stuff flying away. Well, this won't.
Yes, and their website is shftoutdoors.com, and they have free shipping for purchases over $100, so we're actually going to give this away.
And by the way, it folds up into this little pack that you have right behind you here.
Yep.
Very portable.
All right, so we're going to get our contestants out here. And Marissa, who's up first? Who are you going to send over? Is this Joan? All right. Joan is going to be the first contestant. Let's have her step up here. Hello, Joan. How are you?
Good, good.
Where are you from?
Williamstown.
Williamstown.
Originally Delco.
Hey. Our first Delaware County representative here, Case.
I mean, besides me, of course.
Well, that's true. Joan, I can tell from your voice that you're loud.
I am. I don't even need the mic.
You don't need the mic? Well, we're going to put it here just so the people in Radio Land can hear it. All right, so we're going to get your best seagull screech. And when you're done, I'm going to have you walk over there, okay? Because we're going to have the crowd determine who the best one is. So, Joan, the microphone of you is yours. Give us your best seagull screech. Here's Joan.
So great. I am blown away at how good that was. That was unreal.
She did the most difficult seagull.
Steve,
yeah.
That was amazing. She's our first one.
That's the hardest seagull sound to make.
Wow.
She
nailed it.
They love her. All right, Mary Ellen. All right, here's our next contestant. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a tough act to follow. Mary Ellen, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Where are you from?
Northeast Philly.
Northeast.
Yes.
The great Northeast. All right, how long have you had this skill?
Since I was a little girl.
Since a little girl.
You've always done this.
Natural. Yep, born with this.
And have you ever won anything for doing it?
No, this is my destiny.
I love it.
My destiny.
Sorry. It's your density.
All right, Mary Ellen, give us your best seagull screech. Here we go.
You know, there was a little bit of Amazonian monkey in there, too.
It sounded like a seagull climaxing.
Yeah.
At the end. She's like,
and let me tell you, Case, it's a sound I know very well.
Yes.
Because when seagulls get with me, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, let's get
Put that bread down. I got something else for you.
Our next contestant, our first male contestant. And how you doing, Tim?
Oh, my man.
Good. Where are you from, bud?
Westchester.
Westchester, PA, Chester County.
Preston, Tim is responsible for, along with our friend Paul Eisenberg, Bringing Hope Home.
Oh!
I'm co-founder with Paul.
It's a great charity.
Bringing Hope Home is a charity that for people who are dealing with cancer, they will pay their bills for them. It's a fantastic organization.
Yeah. Love it.
All right, Tim, you heard these first two, right?
That's tough to beat.
Yeah, I know. But you think you can do it?
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, let's go for it, Tim. Your best seagull, please.
Wait, he's doing another.
Oh!
Crushed a beer can on his head. He's just like a seagull would do, Nick.
Steve, it's stuck there.
Just like a seagull. It's on his head.
Like he meant for it to stay there.
And he's not touching it.
Dude. That is fantastic.
To describe it, he took a Coors Light beer can, smashed it on his forehead, and it's stuck there, and it's still there. Never in my life have I seen anything like that.
Now stop and think about it, Preston. How many seagulls have you seen do that beer can trick? It's amazing.
I know. All right, let's get our next contestant. Is it Jeannie? Is that your name?
Yes.
Hi, Jeannie. Where are you from?
Springfield, Delco.
Yeah. Delco. Springfield. Jeannie is a tiny little thing. Yes. How tall are you?
4'11".
Oh, my God. Goodness. Oh, well, you've got to bring it, okay?
Okay.
All right, how long have you been doing the seagull?
I really don't know, like maybe 10 years.
Okay, all right, I'm going to lower this microphone.
Hang on. All right, here we go.
The floor.
All right, Jeannie, the crowd is yours. Let's hear it.
Whoa!
Wow.
Excellent.
She's only slightly bigger than an actual seagull.
That was good.
Nick,
that
she was came here on the back of a seagull.
That was amazing. All right.
So good.
Let's get Stefan up next.
Stefan.
All right, Stefan, how you doing?
Doing great.
You look like you're in a great mood, man.
Oh, I'm absolutely.
All right, where are you from, buddy?
Delaware born, Ocean City raised.
All right, Delaware born, Ocean City raised. Who are you here with today?
I'm here with my mom.
Mom!
Mom!
Mom! Mom, pray to boy!
You know what, Preston? To date your mother is cool.
Yeah. Breaking down walls.
Yeah.
All right, mom's right down front with the phone. Yep. She's probably heard this for years and years from you.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, well, let's give it a shot. You got tall competition. Let's see how you do. This is Stefan.
It was, listen,
it wasn't bad, Stefan, but that was pretty amazing over here. Yeah. So, all right.
So it's not that it was bad. It was that it stunk.
All right. Here's our last contestant. This is Sherry who's coming up on stage. Yeah.
And her husband.
Yep.
And Preston, look at his shirt.
Sherry's dressed as a seagull, and her husband is wearing a shirt that says, I'm with the seagull, with an arrow pointing over here. All right, Sherry, get over here. You're like next level, right?
Oh, yeah, this is my thing.
it's my regular Friday morning thing.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Downingtown, Pennsylvania. And Delco.
Hey.
We say wooder in our house.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I love this. So this is your thing. You're known for this, right?
Yeah, this is my thing.
Do people tell you to stop doing it?
They hate it.
They hate it, of course.
That's right. Good.
That's
good.
A good thing. For today, that's perfect. All right, Sherry, stop flapping your wings and get over here and give us your best seagull. Here we go.
Preston, I think it's because we have such incredible seagulls before her.
Hold on. What's that?
Can I get a redo?
You want a redo?
All right. Let her do it.
One more time.
I'm
go
back
ahead.
For more, guys. Right.
Preston.
Wow.
Preston, the crowd is bringing out a rotisserie.
Okay.
Tough crowd, man.
Listen, I've never heard a boo break windows. Can we do it one more time?
No.
Stop.
All right, scoot over this way, guys. Come on. Line up across we're going to do by crowd applause.
I think seagulls that we normally would have been impressed by unfortunately followed what are clearly the superstars in the seagull impression world.
Okay, so We're going to do this by crowd applause, so I need you guys to help me decide who the winner is here. Okay? Where should I start?
Start
at the beginning.
Okay, start at the beginning. All right. Our very first person came out and wowed the crowd. What do you guys think of Joan? Wow.
Insane. Insane.
We need to keep going?
We're going to.
Yeah.
All right, next we had Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
No. Next.
All right, then we had Tim.
Because he's so charitable.
The beer can was cute. Yeah, I mean, they like that, but, you know, Joan's a tough act to follow. All right, we move on next to Jeannie. And then Stefan and Sherry, and you know.
Oh, my God.
All right. Stefan. What do you think? Sherry. They're mean.
They are mean.
Just mean.
Like, just like seagulls.
All right. So, I don't know. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Between the two. It's between.
Should we have
No, no. It's not. It's. You can, but it was clear.
Oh.
Hang on. Hang on. Listen up. Mary Ellen, Tim, Stefan, and Sherry. Thank you, guys. No, Jeannie, stay there. Stay there. Go ahead. Yep. You as well. Thank you. All right. One more time. Stay right here. We're going to do this one more time. Our two finals are Joan and Jeannie.
Joan and Jeannie.
So here we go. One more time. Joan. All right. Or Jeannie. Nope. Yeah. It looks like Joan's our winner.
Yeah. They're both incredible.
Joan is the seagull screeching champion.
Wow.
And you got to do it one more time. Come on, Joan. We are going to give you your grand prize here, which is the Shift table and umbrella from Shift Outdoors. Wow. Congratulations, Casey.
So, real quick, our friends from Shift Outdoors are actually in the outside portion of Kenan's with their products. If you guys want to check them out, I believe they might even be having like some things for sale out there. But if you want to check out what this table looks like, you can do that outside of Kenan's after the show, of course.
Yes, you're going to love it.
Congratulations, Joan. She's doing her photo op here. Yeah, we're going to have you step off stage.
And a runner-up was amazing, too.
Dude.
That was great.
I mean, they were incredible competitors.
Yeah, and Joan she stepped up and just knocked it out of the park right off the bat. That was amazing.
So you want to check out shiftoutdoors.com. That's shftoutdoors.com. Free shipping on purchases over $100. We're giving one more of those away today with our Word of the Week prize.
Excellent. All right, with that, we're going to come back and get into a little bit more disgustedness here on stage with contest.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. We're live at Kenan's Irish Pub in North Wildwood. The Jersey Shore is open. Coors Light, Extra Pack. We'll be right back.
Press Steve on 93.3 WMMR. This week, 93.3 WMMR continues our salute to 25 years of Preston and Steve.
What the f***?
Listen as we recall a quarter century of stupid stunts, A-list guests, legendary live broadcasts, and charitable events that have made our mornings in the Delaware Valley better.
That was awesome!
Congrats on 25 years, guys. From 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks your mornings.
Let's tell you about Dell Auto Group. Listen, they opened their doors in 1975, and at that time, people said that Dell Chevy was far out. And then in the 80s, it became totally tubular. In the 90s...
It's MMR's official opening of the Jersey Shore with Coors Light. Made to chill at the Jersey Shore. And now, live from Kenan's North Wildwood, here's Preston and Steve.
Yeah! Yeah! Year number 18 here. We're broadcasting live at Keenan's Irish Pub in North Wildwood. The official opening of the Jersey Shore. Eggs with Peg. All sponsored by Coors Light. We're ready to get into some summertime.
Love it!
We got a massive, massive crowd here this morning. Everybody's in a great mood. It is a beautiful day. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. It's going to be like 67 degrees and sunshine down the shore, man.
Get out and enjoy it.
And if you're back home, 75 degrees, sunshine, just absolutely wonderful. Great weather. I'm having so much fun, and we have some more to get to. Let's take a look at traffic first and see how everybody's moving around. Kathy, what's up this morning?
This traffic report brought to you by LP Smart Side. Beauty and durability come together in pre-finished LP Smart Side Expert Finish Trim and Siding, available in 16 versatile colors. Learn more at lpcorp.com/color. We're jammed this morning on Gap Newport Pike. This is the New Garden Township, Chester County, between Newark Road and Limestone Road. It's an accident. Traffic being diverted around it. 95 southbound. You're in pretty good shape. Once you get to the Vine, westbound, that is slow. 8th to Broad, the Ben Franklin Parkway to the Schuylkill, and then delays on the Schuylkill eastbound. Heavy Montgomery into the Vine, and then westbound, University to South Street, City to Belmont. 295 northbound at 47, a vehicle off the road. Church Road at Star Road in Elkins Park, another accident there. This traffic report brought to you by Acme. Hey, it's me, food from when the pros at Acme hand me off to where I'm cleared from your plate. We go through a lot together. As long as you keep showing up, I'll keep showing up fresh. Sincerely food, sincerely Acme. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, bitches! I love it. And actually, we're going to be doing something with that later on this morning. We have a game that involves hey, bitches, hey, what? You're going to be a part of it. I would like to toast you people for being out here this morning. Thank you for coming out for our party here in North Wildwood. We love having you. And we've got some special beer things. In fact, at the end, we're going to culminate with the baptism of beer on the bar over there. It's a tradition that we have taken from our good friend, Mr. Pierre Robert, and we continue it here. So get set to get wet, because that's going to happen later on this morning. Now, one of the things that you love to do down the shore are play games out on the beach. Of course, there's tailgate games, all kinds of stuff you can do.
Absolutely.
And one that is forever a staple anywhere is cornhole. But that seemed a little bit boring to us. So we've just decided to put our own spin on it, and we're going to play a version of it that we like to call Pornhole. Yes. And we have had a special Pornhole table set up. It's in the middle of the crowd. Nick McElwain is actually out in the middle of the crowd right now.
This is the official Pornhole table, sanctioned by the government.
Absolutely, by the Pentagon.
I Steve, I know you saw the mayor of Wildwood stop by earlier.
Absolutely. He blessed it.
Yes, the Bureau of Land Management stopped by.
He thought a little bit more pubic hair would have been good, but otherwise he was happy with it.
It's our first go.
Yeah.
So literally, the Pornhole table, for lack of a better term, or board, I should say, does actually have hair on it. In fact, it's a hairy hole.
It's a hairy hole.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to play three rounds of this. It's going to be an elimination. It's going to be two people playing against each other. The winner will each go on to face the winner of the next round.
This is Canadian rules.
That's exactly it. But it's an elimination round. So we'll have our first round and then a second round. And the winners of those two rounds will be in the final championship round. So let's get our first two contestants up here. And we're going to get them started. And in true porn fashion, we have them wearing gimp masks.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Let's meet our contestants. First of all, this is Devin. Hi, Devin.
Hi, Dave.
Where are you from, buddy?
Blackwood.
All right, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And how long have you been coming to Keenan's, or is this your first time?
First time here.
Hey, he's a virgin.
Oh, you have a great memory now.
By the way, let me explain. Each one of our contestants is wearing what you call a gimp mask. It is latex. It completely covers the face. We did allow them the mouth to be open,
of
though.
Of course, yeah.
Because you need to drink.
We're not barbarians.
And you need to talk. So, but, Devin, you look like you've worn one of these before.
It might be possible. But
possibly. That's what I thought. All right, who are you here with?
All my friends back there to the left.
All right, friends to the left. What's up, man? All right, now, Devin is going to be facing off against Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Where are you from, Jeannie?
USA. Philadelphia.
She's from America.
Preston, she's rocking that gimp mask.
Yes, she is. And who are you here with today, Jeannie?
Bunch of my friends right there, these crazies.
They're also American.
Yes. All those ladies back there, what's up?
They're all right. USA Americans. All
hey, right. Bitches.
There you go. All right, Jeannie, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, let me explain to the crowd. Now, in cornhole, normally you would toss beanbags, all right? And the way it goes is if it lands on the board, that's 1 point. If it goes in the hole, that's 3 points. It's a little different in Pornhole. Same point system, but instead of beanbags, Devin, show them what you're going to be throwing. All right, we have... We have a big rubber penis that he's going to be throwing. And we have a variety of different sex toys that will be a part of this. So instead of throwing beanbags, we're throwing sex toys into the hairy hole on the porn hole board.
And by the way, don't act shocked. Your grandmother has this stuff in her bedroom.
All right. So, I see a woman with her mouth open pointing to it, saying, right here.
Hey, by the way, Preston, I want to thank our friend Dean Pagano from Club Risque for giving us all of these toys to play with. And I wanted to promote the fact that Tori Black is going to be at Club Risque June 15th through the 17th.
This guy's excited.
Dean gave us an insane amount of sex toys.
Yes, he did. All right. So we're going to start off, and Devin is going to go first, and we're going to start with the rubber penis, the dildo, if you will.
As it's referred to.
And you're going to toss that up there. Now, are you pretty good at cornhole?
I'm all right.
All right, then it's only going to work for you. Nick is going to be there to keep score and make sure that everything is going all right. So it's about, I'd say, 20 feet away, 25 feet away.
I think he was asking, is there a foot foul here, or is he good right up to the edge of the stage?
The edge of the stage.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go up there. All right, Devin. Get the first pornhole toss, and let's see how you do. Winner advances. He throws it. A little bit over.
Hey, Pat Croce in the crowd here got the free dildo.
He's very positive.
No, we need those dildos back, Nick.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry, man.
We'll be passing things out later, but collect what you can.
Okay. All right. Step up here, Jeannie. Go ahead. You saw how Devin did it.
All right, Jeannie, come on.
Here's the toss. It's up, and Jeannie... Penis went in the hairy hole.
Wow.
And that's 3 points for Jeannie.
My guess is you've handled one of these things.
All right, Devin, come up here. All right, Devin, reach in the bag and grab the next toy.
Wow.
All right, now we have anal beads. By the way, all of Devin's are blue.
Yeah.
And all of Jeannie's, I think, are pink. No, hers are different colors.
So much for that theory.
All right, Devin, you know what to do with anal beads, right?
Yes.
All right, throw them in the hole. All right, here we go.
Come on, you can do it.
Cornhole, Devin tosses it. And
on the board.
That's one point.
Stayed it stays up there.
So 3-1 so far. All right, Jeannie, let's see what you can do with your anal beads. All right, here's a toss. It's up.
On the board as well.
All right, 4-1.
Correct.
Point total so far. Now, Devin, step over here. What do you have?
Anal plug.
All right, it's a butt plug, yes. All right, blue butt plug. By the way, they get 4 each. All right, so here's our third implement. Devin, you got 1 point. Let's make another...
Oh, it's got a weird bounce to it.
Somebody got clocked in the face with a butt plug.
Yep, it happens.
It happens all the time.
Yep. All right, Jeannie, grab your butt plug, and let's see what you can do with it. She goes up.
Oh, bounce. She was almost right there off the board.
It hit Chuck on the shoulder.
Yeah.
It all almost ended up in Chuck's pocket.
That's a cool trick.
Devin, next we have a...
Vibrator.
All right, Devin, this is your final one. Put it in the bucket. Here we go. Pornhole.
That's over.
All right, well, let's see. Come on. Make it count. Devin's up.
Wow.
All right. The gauntlet has been laid down.
4-4. It's a tie game, right?
Yep.
We do have a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
All right, Jeannie, all you have to do is get it on the board and you win, okay? Go for it. Jeannie's got her vibrator. It's up. It bounces and it...
Rolled off.
Oh, no. That happens with vibrators.
All right. We have a tie. So we've decided. Casey came up with this idea as a tiebreaker.
Yes.
We have these, I guess they're gumballs.
Yeah, you got a gum in the hole.
You got a gum in the hole.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. There are 20 balls in this.
Yes.
Devin's going to toss them up. And however many he gets in the hole, that's a point, 1 point each. All right, so you get to throw. Yep, you throw all at once,
all at the same time.
Yeah, and by the way, you don't have. You can put them in your hands.
Yeah, separate. You don't have to throw it right out of the cup.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, they don't all fit in his hand.
Well, if you pour it into two of his hands, there we go. We'd assist him.
Canadian rule. Just like you do this at home.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is for a tiebreaker. And Nick, you count how many go in, all right? Oh, my God.
Ooh,
a lot of them.
That was good.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
All right, now
Nick's going to check.
Nick's got to get in the bucket. I don't think he can.
I can't see.
Dude. I had an idea that would be an issue with these things.
Oh, no.
By the way, the pornhole table is about 7 feet tall.
Well, let's see how Jeannie does.
So let's, Nick, and this is honestly, we should have known this because we've seen this game before many times on NBC Sports.
Yeah, Canadian version.
All right, she's dropping some of her balls.
All right, Jeannie, hang on.
All right.
What's going to happen here?
Okay.
All right, Jeannie. You want to use the cup instead?
No, she's going to do
it. All right, okay.
She's a pro. She lost one of the balls there.
All right, Jeannie. Let's see what you can get in the hole. In the hairy hole. A whole bunch of them went in.
Oh, exactly the same.
All right,
seven.
So here's the deal. Right. It looked about the same, Preston.
So we're going to lower the table, guys. And then I will be able to give the official Canadian rules count.
Right. All right, they're removing the legs. They're lowering it for Nick.
And by the way, while we're killing time here, Jeannie apparently, Preston, has a iced coffee business down the shore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is your iced coffee business?
Beach Brew USA. We're in the North Wildwood and Seaport Pier.
Wow, okay. How long have you been in business?
We've been in business for 2 years.
Hey, congratulations.
By the way, awesome. I love, Preston, that we're playing the music from Silence of the Lambs.
I know.
Wow.
All right, Nick, don't tell me.
All right, no.
Okay.
Which contestants were red?
Jeannie is red.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new world record with 11 red balls. Jeannie is the winner. 11-9.
All right, Nick, hold on, guys. We got to get them all out of there because we have a tiebreaker in the next one.
We have different colors. We have different colors.
We got different colors.
Okay.
Canadian rules.
All right, Devin, we're going to have you step down. Thank you. You've been a wonderful contestant.
Parting gift for Devin.
We have a parting gift for you here, Devin. Take that.
Anal beads and butt plugs and vibrators and dildos.
It's a long weekend.
Yeah. Going to have you stand right over here, okay? Stay right there. All right, our next two contestants, let's bring them up. We're only on our second round of pornhole now.
No.
All right.
It always takes so long. That's why we should have a pitching clock, Preston.
All right. I can't see your name there. Leanna?
Lena.
Hi, Lena. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. A gimp mask looks wonderful on you.
She does look good.
Thank you. I get that a lot. Is that smell used?
They're not used. Trust me. These are brand new. But you would know. All right. So where are you from?
Bucks County.
Bucks go! And who are you here with?
I'm here with some friends, my fiance. I was actually up here last year, and I recently got engaged. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Fiance Phil is in the audience.
Wonderful, congratulations.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll have some fun, wedding night gifts for you when you leave.
Exactly.
No comment.
If your new husband can't rise to the challenge.
All right, and this is Kenny. How you doing, Kenny?
Doing pretty good about yourself.
I'm doing wonderful. Where are you from, buddy?
I'm actually from a small town outside of Western Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, and where?
Missouri.
In Missouri? I used to live in Missouri.
Oh, come on. It's not his fault.
People are booing Missouri?
Go well, Kansas City.
They booed a seagull.
The Chiefs.
I get it. Right.
It's not his fault.
It's all good. You know what you need to do? You need to win pornhole, and that'll be your retribution.
That is right. Well, they told me backstage I get to keep the mask. I just got one question for you. I get to keep what's in the bag?
You might. We'll see. Let's find out. All right, we're going to let Lena go first. All right, Lena, pull out an implement, and let's play pornhole. What's going to be first? Anything you want.
Whatever you want. Pull it on.
All right, Lena has chosen the butt plug.
All right.
All right, Lena, you can go all the way up to the edge of the stage if you want. You want to put... You good with your beer? All right, here we go.
It provides balance, Preston.
All right, Lena. Going with the underhand toss. Up. And...
On the board.
On the board. That's 1 point. All right, Kenny. Same thing. Butt plug. Here we go. It's up. And...
On the board.
Stays on for 1 point each. All right, Lena. Next, Lena's going to pull out of the bag for pornhole.
The dildo.
All right. Lena's underhanded toss is up. Just short of the hairy hole. Nice
Preston,
job.
Yes. You know what prevented it from rolling off?
Hold on. He landed a point. What was it?
The balls.
The balls. All right.
Let's go with the vibrator next. All right, Lena, step up there. So far, it's tied 2-2. Lena's making the toss. And it, off the board. Bounced over the hole. Here goes Kenny's toss. And it rolled off.
Tie score.
Rolled off. Still 1-1. All right, Lena, last item, the anal beads. Let's see what you can do. Step on up there. First, she's swinging them around, doing a little dance. By the way, she's got two Coors Light in her back pockets. It goes up, and Tina's on the edge of the hole.
Hanging on the hole.
So 3-1. Here goes Kenny. Toss, and it stays up, and we have a tie.
Wow. Now, Preston, there are four beads inside the hole.
There are four beads in that, but it's
it did not go in.
Technically, it would have to go in the hole,
right,
as with sex itself.
There's no leaners in a pornhole.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to let Lena go first for the tiebreaker. You take a cup of balls. I'm going to give you one, Kenny. There's 20 in there?
Yes.
These balls are smaller, by the way, Nick.
Yeah.
Small balls.
They're like, it's like starter balls.
Chuck just mentioned that the parody in the Pornhole League is unbelievable.
I know. Lena's got a question.
All right, I could throw them all at once?
Yes, exactly. All right, step up there and toss them in. Got it?
Yeah.
Go for it, girl.
All right, do it.
Before in, you know, the world.
What's that?
She wants to recite a prayer, Preston.
Wait, I can't hear her. What?
I can't see. I've never seen anything like this.
Oh, okay. Well, it was the first time for everything.
Yeah.
So you need to do it now.
Go for it.
Her response time.
She's so confused by candy.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Just throw the goddamn things. Jesus. Come on.
Oh.
She gave me a look.
First person Preston got mad at.
All right. A couple of them went in.
Yeah.
A lot of them rolled off. All right.
You took too much time.
Kenny, your turn. Step on up there. Throw your balls.
All right, here we go. Ball on.
This is the tiebreaker. Kenny's rattling them around in his hand. Tosses.
Oh, no.
One. I saw one go in.
Now, let's lower it for the official count.
Right, lower the board.
But I believe
the crowd is very supportive.
As always.
As always.
By the way, Nick, Lena is purple and Kenny is green.
I see inside the pornhole bucket two purples and one green. Lena!
The women dominate.
Kenny, we have a parting gift for you right here. There you go, buddy.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Lots of sex toys, buddy.
All right.
You'll be sitting on that all weekend long.
It's the ladies that are going against each other.
Yeah.
This is the championship round of pornhole.
I'm trying to reach the anal beads.
All right.
Nick, you remind me of my mother.
All right, since I believe Jeannie got the most points, you get to go first, okay? All right, Jeannie. Step up here.
You know, they were both very studied. Right.
Jeannie's going to start with the dildo. Right. Or, I'm sorry, the vibrator. Yeah. All right, Jeannie, when you're ready. Championship round. Cornhole. Right. First time ever played.
Oh! Right in the bucket.
Right in. Nothing.
3 points.
Nothing but hair.
Yeah, girl.
Nothing but hair.
And Lena's being very supportive.
Yes.
What's that?
Does she keep going?
No, you're next.
No, you're next.
Yep.
But I like this. Girls sticking together.
All right. Vibrator. I love Lena.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
All right, that's it. Yep.
There you go. Ahead.
You got it. All right, Lena with the white vibrator.
Oh. It's in the hole. Oh. In the hole.
In the hairy hole. All right, Jeannie's got a bigger butt plug than last time. Here we go. All right, there's the toss. It's up.
Oh. On the board.
It was around and out. It's on. 1 point. It's still on the board. So far, 4-3. Lena has the same butt plug. Here we go.
She's got good technique.
Yep. Underhanded, up, and...
Oh!
It bounced off. So 4-3. 4-3. Anal beads. Here we go. Jeannie's up. Lands on the board. 5-3. Right, Nick?
Yes, correct.
All right. Here comes Lena. Anal beads in the air.
Oh! Anal beads right in the hole.
5-4, right?
No, 6-5.
6-5.
Thank you. Jeannie, 6-5. Lena?
Come on.
Yes, correct. Lena's in the lead.
All right, Jeannie's throwing the dildo.
Yes! Oh! Right in the hole!
A giant dildo right in the hole.
What is the score now?
It's 8-6.
Jeannie's ahead. Lena has to put this in the hole to win.
Correct. And
can you kiss it for good luck?
Kiss it, Preston.
Nice.
The dildo.
Oh.
You're a great competitor.
Oh.
Lena, I'm sorry. We'll have a runner for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeannie is our champion of porthole.
Terrific.
Did it.
Hey, Lena, here's a dildo for your efforts. Lena.
Lena.
There you go.
I got a whole bag of dildos. for Lena.
Lena.
Lena, your parting gift is a bag of dildos.
Enjoy that. Enjoy that.
Congratulations on getting engaged.
And for Jeannie, our champion, $100 from Stick 'em Up. There you go, Jeannie. Congratulations.
Stick 'em Up.
God, that was right down to the last dildo.
Down to the nut. We still have another contest to do, don't we?
We do, and we're one. It's going to take a little bit of setup. We can either take a break or try and kill time as it's being set up. Because we need to, like, part the crowds and stuff like that.
You need to go Moses on this group, Preston.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Maybe we should...
Break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
I agree.
All right.
We're going to come back. We're going to do another contest, probably our grossest one of the morning. And we hope you love it. And if you don't, well, sorry about that. But anyhow, we're live at Keenan's Irish Pub in North Wildwood. But we're going to take a break. Make some noise, everybody. 93.3 WMMR. We'll be right back.
It's a scientific fact. People like free shit. And at WMMR.com, you can find out how to score yourself some of that, like concert tickets, autographed gear, and even cash. Become an MMR VIP to get extra chances to enter online at WMMR.com.
Get social with Preston and Steve. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. And coming soon to OnlyFans.
I'm kidding.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Hey, if your windows won't open to let in the fresh spring air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, you need to call Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, you can save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
It's MMR's official opening of the Jersey Shore with Coors Light, made to chill at the Jersey Shore. And now, live from Keenan's North Wildwood, here's Preston and Steve.
93.3 WMMR, this is Keenan's Irish Pub live broadcast. The Preston and Steve Show opening the Jersey Shore, courtesy of our friends from Coors Light. We call it Eggs with Peg. I want to welcome people from all over the world. I'm looking at a sign right now. It says they're from West Palm, Florida.
Yeah.
To WMMR, North Wildwood, New Jersey. Thank you guys for coming all this way out here. And everybody, wherever you're from, thanks for being here. And if you're listening online or live on the radio or live on YouTube, thank you. You are a part of this party as well. We got more of our games, which is what we do on this day, coming up in just a moment.
So for the 25th anniversary of the show, which we were unaware of, is brought to our attention, is this the greatest Keenan's ever?
I think it is.
I think it is.
I think it is by far the sexiest crowd I've ever seen out here. No question. All right, we're going to take a look at traffic, see what's happening, then we're going to move on to a contest. Kathy, what's going on?
The Vine eastbound slowing the Schuylkill to Broad, westbound the Ben Franklin Parkway to the Schuylkill. Schuylkill eastbound backing up Montgomery to the Vine. 95, you're actually pretty clear here. No problems crossing the bridges. 295 northbound at 47, that accident has been cleared. This traffic report brought to you by Wawa. A Wawa smoothie is a deliciously smooth way to start the end of your day. Enjoy a delicious Wawa fruit or cream smoothie. Gotta have a Wawa. And that's your traffic. I'm 93.3 WMMR.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. And we're going to move along and get another contest underway. Now, we decided to do something to commemorate
The release of The Little Mermaid.
Thank you.
The live action.
Yeah, it's coming out today.
Right.
And so, hey, I mean, it's one of the most beloved animated films of all time.
And what's so beloved about it is that in a second it can have you vomiting your brains out.
It is?
No.
Okay, well, this is what we're about to do. So we're going to do a special contest that we call Under the Sea this morning. And we have our two contestants that we're going to bring out here in just a moment. And up for grabs, Casey, what are the prizes? We have a big prize here.
Oh, yeah. So for our winner, we are going to give them $300 cash from our friends at Steak 'Em Up. And by the way, you can find Steak 'Em Up right here in North Wildwood, 17th and the Boardwalk. And then this contest is so disgusting. They actually have, we have a $100 runner-up prize.
Yeah. All right, perfect.
So, and that's from Steak 'Em Up as well.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
All right, so Marissa. Brissick, I'm going to bring them up here first to introduce our contestants. What were you going to say, Kathy?
She didn't believe that everybody wins.
Everyone wins in this contest, really? I don't know. For $100, I'm not sure.
We have two contestants. Let's bring them on up, Marissa. This is, first of all, this is Lori, yeah, who's going to be a contestant number one. And then this is Ed.
Yeah. Everyone. They're dressed like Ariel, Preston.
Yes, they have red hair. They have a seashell bra. Ed is slamming a Coors Light. And, of course, they have the mermaid legs. So they are dressed apart. Let's find out who they are before we do the contestant. Lori, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
And where are you from?
Warminster.
Wow.
Is that your crew out there?
No.
It's fellow Warminsters. All right, who are you here with?
My husband and our friend Bob.
All right, hi, husband and Bob. All right, you're going to do him proud, right?
Yeah, oh, totally. Busco, baby.
He's representing Busco. All right, Ed, where are you from, buddy?
Franklinville, New Jersey. All right.
Is Ed sexy or what, ladies, huh?
He's very sexy. We almost have butt crack in the back.
Yeah.
We can almost see his seahorse up front.
And I think that's our friend John Dorenzi. That's his cousin or nephew or something.
Oh, no way. Ed, turn around for a second. I want them to see the rear there. Yeah. There you go. Shake it, baby.
Yeah.
Preston, right. I can smell the contest.
I know. We're going to bring that out in just a second. Ed, by the way, where are you from?
Franklinville.
Oh, you already said that. Who are you here with?
My wife, Jen, and her sister, Eileen.
All right. Jen and sister Eileen, back in the corner there. All right. I'm going to have you guys take your places. Marissa, how are we going to get them down there? Are they going to go this way? Okay. I want you guys to step down here. It's a bit of a leap. I'll take your hand. Yes, no problem.
It's beautiful.
All right.
I love that aquatic butt crack.
Now, listen, here's the deal. I don't know too much about Little Mermaid. Kathy, you know the movie pretty well.
Yes, I love the movie.
Who are some of the characters? Who are some of Ariel's friends?
Well, there was the
Sebastian.
Yeah. Who was the seagull?
The seagull.
Buddy Hackett.
Scuttle,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Scuttle, and then you have the bad lady.
Ursula.
All right.
The octopus.
What we're going to do is we are going to have these two mermaids collect their under-the-sea friends. Right. And they're going to bring them home.
They're going to bring them home.
And that's what's going to happen. So Marissa is going to bring out some of the undersea friends.
These are her friends.
I went to a nearby world market, and I found a few things. So on this particular platter, we have some squid. Okay. We have some octopus. Hang on, where's the octopus? There he is.
Ursula.
Yeah. All right. And, of course, nothing would be complete. Oh, geez. Hang on.
Oh, boy. And there it is.
I dropped the prompt.
5-second rule.
Yep. And, of course, it wouldn't be complete without a flounder.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are home, these are raw, full seafood items. And their heads are on and everything. And they smell horrible.
Awful.
So what we're going to do is we're going to place them on those high-top tables. Each one of our Ariels is going to have to pick them up using their mouth only. And bring them home and drop them in the bucket. The first person to clear their plate wins.
That's it. You're bringing your friends home.
That's all.
So to describe this, they're about 25 feet away. They have to pick it up with their mouth, come over and drop it in a bucket, and keep going back and forth until they finish.
And the bucket is home.
And the bucket is home. It represents all of that.
Okay. It's all of us going home.
Oh, this my is God. The one that Chuck said somebody's probably going to puke during
this. Yeah. The smell is very strong.
It's horrible.
All okay. Right. You should smell it from out here, Cam.
All right, Nick is back at the plate receiving area.
Preston, Ed here is already a winner because a lot of people, I swear to God, are putting dollar bills into his bra.
Oh, my God.
Ed's getting tips.
That's unbelievable.
All right. I'm going to make this rule now. If they want to pick it up and put it in their mouth, they can do that.
Yes, international rule.
Really?
You don't want to allow that?
Okay, all right.
All right, we can do no hands.
I think no hands.
Oh, my God. Right, really?
No hands.
All right. No hands.
All right.
They're with Steve.
No hands.
American rules.
All right. You guys ready?
Are you guys ready?
On your mark. Get set and go. All right.
Oh, they're holding their red hair back. Oh, my God. Oh.
So there's an octopus home. Lori picked up the octopus first.
First, got. Oh.
Oh, she got the squid. Oh, my God.
I never know. It's disgusting.
Here comes Ed. He's got the flounder.
Yeah.
And it's in the bucket.
She's got the prawn.
Yep. And Ed is going back now, and he is picking. His hair is falling off. That's okay. He's got a mackerel. And so does Lori. She grabbed one of the mackerels. She still has yet to tackle the bait.
He lost his hand.
He got the squid. There's a mackerel.
That flounder's going to be tough, Preston. It's big.
Nick, how much is left on their plates?
Our female contestant is lagging behind a little bit. Ed is killing it. He's just going in and grabbing them with his teeth and bringing them right up to the bucket.
Lori hasn't gotten the flounder yet. She's
not. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ed only has three to go. He's got two shrimp and an octopus.
Wait, he dropped one.
He dropped the prawn.
Ed, you got to go on the floor for the prawn. Oh, God, some of the juice hit my face.
Wait, he's going down to the floor, and he's getting it.
A true champion.
He's got a bloody nose, too.
Does?
Yes. Oh, my God.
He did a lot of blowfish last night.
Wait a minute. Is Ed's nose bleeding?
Ed, is your nose bleeding?
It's the
blood from the fish.
The fish.
That's beautiful. Oh. Just like in The Little Mermaid.
Just like in The Little
Mermaid. You remember how they were bathed in blood?
Oh, these guys are troopers. All right, that means Ed is our champion of Under the Sea. He wins $300. And Lori, just for participating, gets $100 as well. Nice job, guys.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
You know what? That makes me want to see the movie.
A loving tribute.
Yeah.
To a wonderful children's classic.
A timeless classic.
Does anybody want the extra prawns?
I can smell that up here.
I know. It's awful.
And they were French kissing these things.
Oh, Ed wants to know if we want to kiss him.
No.
You go kiss him.
All right.
I'd rather eat shrimp out of his ass crack.
Seriously.
All right. We need a clean up in the aisle here, and you guys can all move back. We need to get the buckets taken care of. If you guys wouldn't mind, I know nobody wants to do that job.
Yeah.
Nobody's jumping on that.
That's all right. Rob, our trooper here in our engineering department, is going to take the buckets of disgusting.
Where's this store you went to get all this?
It's kind of near Montgomeryville, and it's like this world market that sells food from around the world. And when you buy food from around the world, it still has its head on.
Yeah.
Usually. Absolutely. So that's what they did, and I picked up as much of the gnarliest stuff I could find.
Hey, I want to give a quick shout-out, Preston, to a gentleman. So our friends from Kramer Beverage, they're the ones who are sponsoring today's event with Coors Light. And I believe the dude's son, Chris Devereaux, is working in Arizona right now, Border Patrol, listening to the show.
God bless you.
What's up, Chris
awesome.
Devereaux in Arizona?
Case, who provided us with the buns and everything?
Oh, Barry's Buns.
They just did a phenomenal thing. You got to give them some accommodation here.
Yeah, so Barry's Buns, located on New Jersey Avenue in Wildwood Crest, they have the best cinnamon buns in down the shore.
And they did a special 25th anniversary
cinnamon bun cake.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. And like I went there like before 5 a.m. and the dude's just like a baking machine out there.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, I think we're actually ready for our next game.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Killing the music. Sorry.
All right, that's all good. All right, so we're going to get our next contestants up here. But we have a friend who is going to help us out. And he's been here before for this event. And those of you who listen to our sister station, 97.5, The Fanatic, know Tyrone Johnson from the best show ever, who is here with us. Tyrone, welcome back.
Listen, thanks so much for having me. This is incredible. Each and every year, you guys do it bigger and bigger every single year.
And what did you think of the last contest with the seafood?
You know, it went better than I expected. All right. I'll tell you that. I was a little worried about a larger cleanup.
Yeah.
But they handled it like champions.
I thought they were pros, right, without question.
Yeah, and the smell wasn't, I mean, it was awful, because I know people can't smell through the radio.
Right.
It wasn't as awful as I thought it would be.
Well, there we go.
It was gnarly, man, but yeah. All right, well, Tyrone's going to help us out, and is anybody else from your show here today?
Yeah, Jen Scordo's here over here.
Jen?
Jen Scordo.
She'll make her way around, yeah.
All right, happy to have you here, Jen, as well. All right, so we are going to play a contest. Where is she? There's Jen.
Come on up, Jen.
Hey,
there you go. How are you?
Hello.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me. It's my first time.
First time at Cadence?
I've been at this radio station, the group, for like 25 years. My first time here.
Ah.
And we encourage day drinking, okay?
Okay, I'm going to know that.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get Tyrone to help out. So, and also Jen's going to help out, too. So, let me try something out. You guys know how this goes. Hey, bitches! All right, so we are going to do that, but we're going to change things up a little bit. In the past, we've done a contest here on stage. We've had the crowd sing a song, and a contestant needs to figure out what it is, because it's hard to hear when a big group of people are saying something all at the same time. So we're going to play a game called Hey Bitches, Say What. And if you're a longtime listener of the Preston and Steve Show, you know that people call in and say phrases to us all the time. We have some common phrases, or we have clips that we play regularly, like this. The guy's holding up a sign that says, yeah, cup, right
yep.
there. All right, so stuff like that. So what we're going to do is I'm going to say, hey, bitches, and instead of saying, hey, what, you're going to say what Tyrone is holding up on the sign, okay? And it's one of our phrases. So, Marissa, we're going to do a test one, right? Is it the first one? All right, so Tyrone will hold up a sign, and we're going to test this out before we do it to make sure you guys get the concept. All right, and this is an easy one. So if I say, hey, bitches, you guys say this. So here we go. Hey, bitches. That's it. They said gadzooks.
Right. Done.
You got it. No problem. All right, we're going to go through several different ones of these. We have eight of them all together. We're going to get our contestants up here. We're going to make sure that they can't see the sign that Tyrone is holding. And then they are going to have to guess what you are saying. So we'll get our first contestant up here. Case, what does each winner get this morning?
We have a whole bunch of different prizes. Most importantly, the MMRBQ 2023 tickets. We're going to give away tickets to that. We also have tickets to the Adjacent Music Festival with Blink-182, Paramore, Turnstile, Coheed and Cambria, and more.
All right. So we're going to get our first contestant. This is Krista. Hi, Krista.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. How you doing?
Amazing.
Excellent. I'd love to hear you're amazing. Where are you from?
Pottstown.
Welcome. Coming in from Pottstown. We appreciate it. And she's wearing a sticker that says, May the Gorski with you.
That's Ann Gorski's doctor.
And I saw Ann Gorski here a minute ago.
Yes.
That's Ann Gorski's doctor?
Say it again.
I'm her doctor.
Oh. What type of doctor?
Dermatologist.
You're her dermatologist. All right.
Ann Gorski's dermatologist is here.
She has lovely skin. You need to have a shirt that says, I'm Ann Gorski's dermatologist. Okay, so you get how the game works?
Yes.
All right, we want you to put your blindfold on. All right, Tyrone's going to hold up a new sign. She's going to hold the first one. Let's see what we have. Okay, listen closely to what the crowd says, and if you can identify it, you'll be a winner. All right, here we go. You guys ready? Hey, bitches! Ooh. It's tough to hear when everybody's saying it.
It really is.
All right, are you familiar with our show and the sayings?
Yes.
You do it one more time. Hey, bitches! All right, we'll say it.
Good morning, it.
Yes!
Hey! Sensational!
All right, Doctor, you won yourself a pair of tickets to see the Phillies fight against the ALS. And that is the American... Oh, okay, that's fight against ALS. Sorry. I was thinking it's American League.
They're taking on Lou Gehrig's disease?
Well, they are.
Yeah.
American that particular
League.
Night, on June 5th, they're going to kick ALS's ass. When the Phillies take on the Detroit Tigers, four tickets go to Phillies.com.
That's a doubleheader, Casey. They're playing MDA after that.
All right, come on up here. Our next contestant,
you've got to see this shirt, and I'll explain the story behind it. All right, this is Midge, first of all.
Oh, that's great.
Midge is wearing a shirt that says, nine fingers because Bill Weston hates 10. Hold up your hand.
Oh, my God.
She's missing a finger.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a natural two in the pink, one in the stick.
That is.
Yes, it is.
I can't believe she cut off a finger.
Just for a joke.
Actually, Midge, how'd you lose your finger?
A dog bite.
A dog bit it off.
Wow.
I thought you said a dove bit it off.
No, not a dove. A dog.
What kind of dog?
And Midge, how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot two.
6 foot two.
She wins.
She's amazing. Well, maybe with the additional finger.
That's a high
Preston,
four.
Preston, give her a high four.
There you go.
I love her. I love this woman.
I'm your birthday twin.
Yeah, we both have the same birthday. It's wonderful.
By the way, she's like 4'3".
She is. All right, put your mask on. All right, here we go. Let's do another one. Tyrone's getting a new sign out there. Jen's holding up her sign. Ah, yes, this is a good one. And you just have to tell us what they're saying. All right, here we go, guys. Hey, bitches! Midge?
Yoo-hoo!
You win, man!
Yes!
Yes, you won a pair of tickets to MMRBQ 2023 featuring Shinedown, Billy Idol, Larkin Poe, Aaron Jones, Dirty Honey, and more Saturday, September 16th, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets are on sale and start at just $25 at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, we got Shane up next. We're doing eight of these all together. Shane is wearing his Preston and Steve Blood Drive shirt, so you've been out a few times. I've seen you before.
Actually, Aaron just gave me this shirt.
Oh, really? There you go.
Thanks, Aaron.
You didn't even have to give blood for that, too.
You could have lied, but it's okay. All right, where are you from, buddy?
Eagleville.
Eagleville. I know Eagleville well. All right, Shane, do you know the catchphrases from the show?
Yep.
All right, let's see how well you know them. Put your blindfold on. We're going to try another one. Tyrone from 97.5 The Fanatic is holding up our sign. Ah, okay. This is a good one. You ready? Here we go. Hey, bitches! Ooh, Shane. I think we're going to have to do that again because everybody wasn't all together on that. All right? Let's try this again. Hey, bitches! All right, Shane?
I heard, hey, Grandma.
No! It was, guess what I get to do?
See, if he had given blood, he would have heard that.
That's right. All right. Let's get our next contestant up real quick. Greg, put your hand up. Our buddy, Grinning Greg, the graphics guy from MMR, is right there with his hands up. Any of our logos or any printed stuff or anything that you see, T-shirts, he made our 25th anniversary T-shirt. That's the guy right there. We love Greg. All right. Come on over here. We got Tucker. How you doing, Tuck?
Great. How you doing today?
Wonderful, buddy. Who are you here with today?
Just me and my uncle turning 40 this weekend.
Ah, happy
congratulations.
I'm not ready for it.
All right. Where are you from, bud?
Williamstown, New Jersey.
All right, and you know our phrases pretty well?
Yes, I do.
Put that blindfold on, and we're going to try his house, just so he can't see people's mouths, reading lips.
Yep. That's
it. All of that, so. All right, Tyrone, we're ready. Let's see what our next one is going to be. Oh, my God. This is going to be hard.
It's a relatively difficult.
All right. Everybody, try to stay together when you say this, all right?
Why don't you count them off like you did last time, Preston?
It's a bit of a long one. All right, here we go. Hey, bitches!
Fire,
water,
you
oh, wow, that was
well done.
That was really good.
Well done.
Tucker, it's not something that we say. It's something, a celebrity clip that we play from time to time from a movie.
Waterboy, that's all I heard. I'm sorry.
No, we'll do it one more time. One more time. Hey, bitches! All right, Tucker.
I can't.
Oh. Have a sad birthday, Tucker.
Yeah. It was liar, whore, and you know it. The De Niro clip, and now he's kicking himself in the ass.
I bet you his uncle knew it.
All right. By the way, there's somebody holding up a sign pointing to Tucker. It says, this guy sucks chili dogs.
Sucking on a chili dog.
Yes. All right. Next contestant, Anne Marie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. You look really happy.
I am so happy to be here.
Where are you from?
I'm a virgin. This is my first time.
Oh, congratulations. All right, who devirginated? Who brought you here?
My husband and my nephew, John Cook, president
of Bonner Prendi.
Oh! Casey doesn't like you very much. He hates Bonner.
I'm an O'Hara guy. Yeah.
But we can all get together.
All right, ready? You ready, Emery? All right. Put your blindfold on. No, don't put your hand up. She said, are you going to tie me up?
She put her
hand. She got ready to get bound from behind.
Just like a Prendi girl.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe she put her hands behind her back.
Little whorehouse on the hill, they call it.
She put her hands behind her back and goes, are you going to tie me up?
By the way, Preston, when do I get the amyl nitrate?
And by the way, Casey, Prendi, they call it the little whorehouse on the hill?
Yes, they did.
Oh, my God. Grab something special for her, Nick, if you don't mind.
You betcha.
Yeah, for a parting gift. All right, let's go. Tyrone holding up the next one. All right. This is a great one. All right, here we go, Anne-Marie. We're going to try it out. Say, hey, bitches, say what? Here we go. Hey, bitches!
Stay in the
hole! Ooh. Anne-Marie.
In that hole!
In your hole?
No. Wow.
Down that hole.
Down my hole.
Wow, I love her.
No, that's incorrect. Let's do it one more time. All right. Hey, bitches!
Stay in the hole!
Anne-Marie, it's something
that's
we say.
That's how I roll!
That's how I roll. No. It's Santa's gotta go. Yeah. But you know what? Well, we've got a parting gift here for you. Emery, take off your... We're going to give you that, okay? It's a little gift.
Oh,
she's very
so excited.
Sweet.
I gave her a dildo.
Is that what they hand out at graduation?
Yeah, well, apparently they do.
The realistic 7-inch dong.
All right.
7 inches is not realistic.
It's too small.
All right. I met this guy backstage. This is Griff. All right, Griff. How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Griff is a cool name.
Where are you from, buddy?
Northeast Philly.
Is Griff short for Griffin?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Griff. All right, nice. Cool name, man. All right, who'd you come here with?
Uncle John Dorenzi and his daughter.
All right, John Dorenzi.
John Dorenzi.
All right, buddy. All right, let's try. You know our show pretty well?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out how well. We're going to play Hey Bitches, Say What. Put your blindfold on. Lower that down. No, it's right there. There you go, bud. All right, here we go. Tyrone. 97.5, The Fanatic, the best show ever. The host and Jen both here helping us out. Oh, wow. Okay. This is one of my good ones. Here we go. Hey, bitches!
Here comes your way.
All right, Griff, what was that?
These comes and goes at...
No, you got to think of one of our phrases.
Yeah, one of our phrases.
We'll do it one more time. I'm giving everybody two shots at it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Hey, bitches!
Here comes your way.
Okay, Griff?
I have no clue.
Oh!
These are tough.
Been come to known as. It's just one of those improv things that you've been come to known as. All right, get the hell off this thing.
That was the question you asked one of our guests.
Should he get a dildo?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Griff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's some anal beads.
Hey, Griff. Griff, you want some anal beads?
There you go.
Bye. Okay.
Call me later.
So this gal was holding up a sign earlier. That said, we had a conversation the other day. We were talking about the girl that we talked to who got bit by a shark.
Yes.
We were talking about people that have got bitten by animals. And Kelly called in because she got bit on the face by a monkey one time.
Yeah.
So I told her name would be Scarface from now on because she has a little scar there. And I see that you're wearing a Zeta Eta Pi sisterhood pin.
Yes.
When did you become a fellow sister?
When you were at Parks Casino in the beer garden.
Oh, that was a great one.
Did I spank your butt?
Sure.
Oh, no. Did I spank it then?
Dude, we have some very compliant women here.
Seriously.
You want to tie me up? You want to spank my ass?
Dude, and they're all...
Hey, why did you blindfold me and put me in the trunk of your car?
Shoved her ass right
there. Dude, and they're all cougars, too. Yeah. I mean, like, it's crazy.
Hey, why don't we get it on while my husband watches?
She didn't hesitate. Like, what the hell?
Kelly, you know our phrases from the show, right?
Yes.
You're one of our sorority sisters. You should do well on this, all right?
I hope so.
All right. Close the eyes up there. Yep. And put the blindfold thing down. Whatever. All right. Here we go. All right.
Santa's got to go.
Santa's got to go, for Christ's sake.
I need you to stop talking.
All right. Here we go. Next one. Hey, bitches. Ooh, Kelly, it's tough.
That was really hard. Say it again.
Wow. Want to hear it again? All right, one more time. Hey, bitches! That is hard. Kelly? Think Gary Lauer.
Ooh, I have three holes? Yes.
Oh. Not holes.
Balls?
Nah.
No.
She's right around it, but it doesn't.
I have three testicles.
Yes,
I do. All right, sorry, Kelly, you lose.
Want a spanker anyway?
Yeah, you want a butt plug?
Hey, why don't you tie up the other one, Preston, and then spank them both?
Last one? All right, Tyrone says last one. Come on up here, buddy.
Here we go.
All right, this guy is a legend in our world. If you've ever been to the Belly Flop Championship, this is the Hebrew Hammer.
Yeah!
Jerry. And he's wearing...
Sponsored athlete.
Sponsored athlete.
It says, add me here. I am a sponsored athlete.
He's wearing Shift Outdoors stickers on his nipples.
What time did you start today, buddy?
4:30 a.m.
Okay.
All right.
He was dancing.
I am here for my son's first birthday party. I was told not to ruin it.
Okay.
It's ruined.
The Hebrew Hammer, you were a champion 1 year, right?
Oh, yes. I came, I saw, I conquered. I changed the whole belly flop competition.
And we're hoping to bring that back again sometime soon. But for now, we're playing a different game. You ready?
I don't know if I'm ready, but I'm going to give it my shot.
All right. Blindfold down.
Give it your shot.
Give it your shot, buddy.
I'm going to give it my shot.
Jerry. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, he should get this one.
All right.
Here we go, gang. Hey, bitches!
No sad bro!
What'd they say?
No sad bro!
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The pants are coming off.
Dear God in heaven.
Oh, my God.
He's got his Borat bathing suit on, and we're getting side nut.
I got side nut over here, Steve.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
That was for his proctologist.
Happy first birthday to your son.
Scott Keenan told me not to do that, and I did it.
All right, Jerry, congratulations. Out of here. Let's get Jen's reaction. She's never been here before.
No,
97.5 The Fanatic. Jen, how do you feel now?
We don't have that much nudity on us usually, but I'm here for it.
Yeah. All right, Tyrone, are you a changed man?
Yes, I'm worse off, but I'm going to grow from this experience.
Yes.
That's the important part.
You know what?
Yes.
Join the church group.
We're going to have a little bit more, 20% more nudity going forward on the best show ever.
There you go.
Just a touch. I love it. All right. Thank you guys from 97.5 The Fanatic was here for Jen and Tyrone for being here with us this morning, helping us out. We love our fellow sister station employees and love that they come out to support us, and we love to support them as well. All right, I think we need to take a break.
We need to.
What are we doing next? Is it baptism time?
We're going to do baptism, and then we have another special contest.
We do?
We're not going to tell people about.
Sweatpants.
All right. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're having a great time at Keenan's, right? We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a second on 93.3 WMMR, the official opening of Jersey Shore. We'll be right back.
Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
This week, 93.3 WMMR continues our salute to 25 years of Preston and Steve.
What the f***?
Listen as we recall a quarter century of stupid stunts, A-list guests, legendary live broadcasts, and charitable events that have made our mornings in the Delaware Valley better.
That was awesome!
Congrats on 25 years, guys. From 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks your mornings.
Let's tell you about Dell Auto Group. Listen, they opened their doors in 1975, and at that time, people said that Dell Chevy was far out. And then in the 80s, it became totally tubular. In the 90s...
It's MMR's official opening of the Jersey Shore with Coors Light, made to chill at the Jersey Shore. And now, live from Keenan's North Wildwood, here's Preston and Steve.
Yeah, baby! 93.3 WMMR, 17 Rocks, Preston and Steve Show, celebrating our 25th year here today at Keenan's Irish Pub.
It is absolutely thrilling to have our 25th anniversary and our anniversary here at Keenan's be phenomenal.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, this is the rowdiest crowd I've ever seen here
before.
The best. It's amazing what you guys are up to, and I think I think Wildwood's in trouble this weekend.
Yes.
I think
yes.
The entire island is in trouble this weekend. All right, we have a final look at traffic we're going to take, and then we got something we're going to partake upon. Kathy, what's going on at this point?
There is a disabled vehicle 42 south at Route 130. It's blocking the right lane. Other than that, if you are headed down to the shore, you're okay. No problems on the Schuylkill Expressway. You're a bit slow eastbound from Montgomery to the Vine. At Baltimore Pike at 896 in Upper Oxford, we've got an accident. And also City Avenue at North 47th Street, another accident there. And East Whiteland, Lancaster Avenue at 29, an accident. This traffic report brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Save big at Whole Foods Market. Made in-house plain and marinated chicken or beef kebabs are just $7.99 per pound with Prime through May 30th while supplies last. Shop in-store or online. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Kathy freaking Romano. The traffic goddess. Real quick, I would like to thank Sequoia Outback. They normally sponsor our Bizarre File. We're not going to do the Bizarre File.
No.
But you can make your deck or outside space a source of comfort and pride. Shop the Memorial Day sale at Sequoia Outback, Route 309 in Hatfield, or at decksupplies.com. So we decided that with our 25th anniversary taking place today, that it might be important to say a few words.
Yes, to acknowledge.
And to also have you guys help us out and let us know that you will stick with the Preston and Steve show for a little while longer, okay? So we are going to bring forth a loyalty oath and a pledge. If you guys will carry on with us, we would appreciate it. So I'm going to read the oath, and you are going to say the pledge. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Since before the fires of Mount Doom burned bright, since before the knights of Kenny shrouded the land in deep, dark despair, mankind has sought a morning show for which to pledge its collective, unwavering loyalty. For a quarter century, that show has been come to known as the Preston and Steve Show. As the midnight of our 25th year draws near, we ask you to extend your commitment by pledging your loyalty for the next 25 years. Now, please raise your right hand in the traditional shocker configuration. One in the pink, two in the stink. Here we go. And please repeat after me. Oh, Preston and Steve.
Oh, Preston and Steve.
You make us so horny.
You make us so horny.
You are so good-looking and funny.
You are so good-looking and funny.
You really, really are.
You really, really are.
We are so turned on.
We are so turned on.
We will probably have to go to the bathroom.
We will probably have to go to the bathroom.
And pleasure ourselves vigorously.
And pleasure ourselves vigorously.
We are serious.
We are serious.
And we would be saying this even without the oath.
And we would be saying this even without the oath.
Two in the pink.
Two in the pink.
One in the stink.
One in the stink.
Preston and Steve forever.
Preston and Steve forever.
Congratulations, everybody. You're officially Preston and Steve Shriners. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue this hallowed ceremony with the baptism of beer, the culmination of our event today. So I am going to make my way over to the bar. I would like to thank our resident spiritual leader, Pierre Aubert, for creating this whole thing in the first place. I think somebody's smoking weed over here, by the way. I can smell it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Somebody's I noticed that as well. Yeah.
So we'd like to thank Pierre Aubert for creating this whole thing. And we carry on this tradition. I'm going to climb up onto the bar. Excuse me, guys. Can I borrow your stool right there? Can I jump right in here? I'm sorry. Can I borrow the stool? I know you got your purse on there, but, you know. All right. I'm going to try not to kill myself here.
Every year you pull it off magnificently, Preston. All right. Preston's over by the bar trying to get up on the bar for this hallowed.
I think I just got yelled at by this woman over here.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you had it coming, buddy.
Yeah, I think so. And you know what I'll do?
Kick her in the face?
Nah, I'll give her a little bit of beer here. Here you go,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God.
It was fun while it lasted.
You didn't get mad at me.
No.
She said something mean to me.
Oh.
All right.
You're not ready for the baptism of beer. Partake, my flock. Partake of the nectar of barley and hops. Truly, the most golden of showers. Yeah. Let us begin the baptism of beer. Step forth and receive, my friend, my children, my concubines.
My concubines.
Yeah, you know, I'm just making up words as I go along. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall be so blitzed that you will think that you are in Wildwood, New Jersey. Baptism time. Bathe in it, my friends, for all who decide to receive this warning.
I'm surprised how many people are participating this year, Preston.
We have a lot.
Yeah.
All right, I speak again. Go placidly amidst the noise and haste and try to remember where you parked your car. You've had like eight of these. Get out of here. All right, come on. All right, step forth. Come on. Oh, yeah, right in the old gullet.
Douse in the crowd.
Open up. Open up. Oh, yes. Yes, my children. I have a lot of beer here. Let's do it this way. Here we go.
That was great.
That was better. I like that. That was actually very fun. I dumped the whole pitcher. If you give a man a fish, you will feed him for a day. But if you pour a pitcher of beer down that bastard's throat, he will totally forget that he is hungry. Cheers and baptize. I baptize you all in the name of the Preston and Steve Show and WMMR and Keenan's Irish Pub. Open up, my dear. Open up, please. Come on. Right there. Yes.
There we go.
She was a thirsty young lady.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. All right. Despair not if you find yourself waking up in a sand trap with a golf tee in your ass because you probably had a good time. And I give to you, my flock, more and more and more.
All right.
Oh, we got to get down here.
Yes, there's a whole crowd waiting for you, Preston.
All right. I keep holding this in the wrong hand. All right. Do not fear, for I am with you. I shall strengthen you, help you, and then almost drown you in a tidal wave of beer. You are saved, my son. Who hasn't gotten any yet?
Are you kidding?
You guys? All right, you ready?
They don't have slickers on.
Here we go. Coming over. And thank you to the gods of Coors Light. We have three more pitchers left. Yo! What's up, brother? That's all I can only do my foot. Open wide. Open wide. Let me get some mouths here. I've mainly been throwing it at people. Let's get some mouths. Let's feed the hungry children.
Preston, it looks like when you feed koi fish.
Indeed.
Look at those willing mouths. It's like a porn movie.
Dude, this is so much fun.
It looks like it is.
All right, my final blessing.
All right.
Oh, you guys want some. All right. Blessed are you when others relieve you and persecute you. No. I said that wrong.
Right.
Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you because you are too dumb to know that you suck. Drink, my friends. Drink.
Yes, oh my
Be
God.
Be one of the chosen. Privilege.
Yes.
And the final one. It's a beer.
It's
one
a beer. Beer. Holy Jesus. I am surprised, Preston, how many people without slickers are asking for the baptism.
I'm going to try to get as many people in one shot as possible.
Go for it. You know what? Peter North this crowd.
I got to set my mic down. Hang on.
All right. Here we go. He's getting prepared. Two, three. Whoa. He went for distance on that. Well done. Ladies and gentlemen, Preston Elliott!
My flock, my people, I love you all. Now I had to get down from this thing without killing myself. I got it. Thank you. Oh, there we go. Thank you, guys. Sorry about the mess. Yo, Brent Porsche. Brent Porsche is back here behind the bar. All right. I'm making my way back up. All right, buddy. Thank you. I'm getting fist bumps left and right on the way back.
Well, you've just cleansed their souls.
I did.
You baptized them.
And it still smells like weed right over there.
It does.
All right. Oh, my God.
Whew. What a day, right?
That's a bit of a workout.
Yeah. I think we've changed some lives today.
I think we have. Lives have been changed. People have been changed.
And there's been so much footage that'll be used in blackmail cases from years to come.
We have asked people to, people have asked us to remove videos.
Hey, Preston, I want you to look down here in the front row, and you see a young lady wearing a Y100 shirt. That shirt was given to her by her mother, who is standing to her left.
Oh, my God.
This girl has never lived in a world without Preston and Steve.
Oh, bless you, young lady.
What's her name?
I don't know.
I thought she said it was Gladys.
Can we get...
What's your name?
Yeah.
Alyssa.
Alexa.
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 Alexa. Not Gladys. Alexa.
Gladys.
Close enough.
Close.
All right. So, are we done?
We're done.
Are we doing the letter of the day and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll go internal.
All right. That's what we'll do.
We're
all
done
right.
with these guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap up our portion of the program here. Yes. Steve, any parting words for people as we head into the summer?
We would be nothing without you guys and your loyalty all these 25 years. We love you dearly. We wish you a safe, wonderful, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely, Steve Morrison. Real quick, before we do wrap, I want to thank the staff here at Keenan, Scott Keenan, and everybody that works here. Our friends at Coors Light, the fine sponsor of this event. And all of the security and staff here and the police officers in Wildwood are going to have to keep an eye on you bastards this weekend.
Don't give them a lot to work with.
Yeah, exactly. Have a great time. We love you guys. Rage on and enjoy your summer. We'll be back on MMR.
Don't drunk text your ex. Text MMR instead at 39333. Just don't ask us, hey, you up? Because, nah, we're good.
Get social with Preston and Steve. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. And coming soon to OnlyFans.
I'm kidding.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. But you know who does love me? Moms on Mother's Day. For all that your mom does, I know she doesn't want the same old last-minute card and flowers that die in a week. The same old dinner at the Pickle Garden. Nope. Get your mom or the mother of your children one of my beautiful 24-carat gold-dipped roses in exclusive colors just for her. A real rose dipped in pure 24-carat gold, guaranteed to last a lifetime, just like your mom's love. My gold roses start at just $59. Ship for free in your own signature gift box with your own personalized Mother's Day card. That's free shipping, free lifetime guarantee, free personalized Mother's Day card, and all in exclusive colors that you can only get at IHateStevenSinger.com. Start her bouquet of love today online at IHateStevenSinger.com or in my showroom at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly. IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
It's MMR's official opening of the Jersey Shore with Coors Lights, made to chill at the Jersey Shore. And now, live from Keenan's North Wildwood, here's Preston and Steve.
Hi, 93.3 WMMR, it's Everything Rocks. We are... I'm not even inside the bar right now.
Where are you?
I'm behind... I went inside. I thought we were done doing everything on stage.
No, they want you in here now!
Casey told me.
They're fine without you.
All right. Well, I'm coming back out.
Everyone's looking at the stage.
I hear you.
It's like you passed away and are talking.
Yeah, but we agreed. We finished in here.
I know, but we're liars.
No, you're a liar. I was just following the plan. All right. I guess we're in here, Case.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. All right. 17 minutes after 10 o'clock. Actually, we're wrapping up the program. That's what we're going to do. We were not going to wrap up in front of the audience, but I guess we're doing that now.
Wow, so I just took a walk outside.
It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Holy moly, is it mobbed out there.
Oh, really? You went out to the outside area?
To the outside area.
This is a massive facility of joy.
Yeah, so I wanted to go check out the Shift Outdoors people, and I couldn't walk out there.
I have a feeling that whatever or inclement weather they were forecasting is not going to happen.
No, it's going to be fantastic. Actually, it's calling for pretty much partly cloudy skies today. High mid-60s, and we're not seeing any clouds until Sunday and Monday. So
By the way, Ann Gorski's doctor gave us Sky Rizzy dummy applicators.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Prism, jism.
That's nice. Yeah. All right, well, listen, all we have to do is a couple of thank yous, the letter of the day, and then we're wrapping it up. I do want to mention, once again, our coolest teacher of the year from Pencrest High School is Paul DelPrato, a science teacher. And we are now looking for Florence Township Memorial High School in Burlington to vote. Text word teacher to 39333, and you can do that. So I want to thank these sponsors. Is this for Trash and Music News? Our trash, which we're not doing today, is powered by PGW. You can improve the comfort of your home and lower your energy bills with a PGW Energy Sense rebate up to $1,400 in savings. For new home heating equipment, learn more at PGWEnergySense.com. And then, music news brought to you by Coors Light, presenting our official opening of the Jersey Shore live from Kenan's, which is happening right now in North Wildwood. Coors Light made to chill down the shore. So we need to do the letter of the day. So Jason's going to fire that up. Jason, go ahead.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, we have a letter that Nick told me that Pierre is going to do.
So. Oh, he is going to do it.
No,
okay.
But he told me what the letter is. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I know what it
is. Go ahead. What is it?
It's L, as in Coors Light.
Ah,
perfect.
Very good.
Perfect.
So let's take caller number 9 at 215-263-WMMR. We are not going to take the call from here. It's too crazy to take phone calls here. So Jason back at the studio will field that, and Pierre will come on and announce who the winner is. And by the way, the winner is going to get that travel table from Shift Outdoors. It is a portable umbrella table that is super lightweight, carries like a backpack, and the table and umbrella easily sets up in just a few minutes. The anchor mat will keep it set up safely, even in those gusty ocean breezes. You can check it out at shftoutdoors.com. Free shipping on purchases over $100. So we will give that away, and Pierre will, like I said, announce our winner. We need to wrap up by thanking the sponsors of the President Steve Show. It's been brought to you today by Dunkin'. The President Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also brought to you by Trinity Rehab. With locations all over and now open in King of Prussia. Trinity-Rehab.com. And finally, brought to you by Coors Light. Made to chill at the Jersey Shore. Please enjoy Coors Light responsibly. All right, that's it. We're done, right?
We are done.
All right, so I'll say it again. Rage on. Have a great weekend. We'll see you later, guys. Pierre is in next. Bye-bye from North Wildwood at Keenan's Irish Pub.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.